מישהו.
מישהו? אבל מי יש בפסחו בגהנם לעצל סורשן על ידי מילה, שעל ידי זה הם מכירים שהם יהודים. אז נאו זה לא מבין איזה יש בפסחו בגהנם, לא מבין איזה נוצל ראשון. through the mitzvah Nila, Shaladei Zem Akirim Shehem Yehudim. That's the Mishnah Nedon, the Mishnah Nedon says Lamadam at base. It says the Mishnah that Arelim, Goy is called an Oral and a Yid is called a Mohon. So we discussed last week, I think, now I'm waiting a minute. So the Vat, Niboy Laramz, the Moshka Arbasa, the Loi Mirashko Lehi. Somebody's boiler ram is the mashkal of any of the isaf. Somebody's moishah halasa, which means he covers it to make it as if he pulls the skin to cover it to make it as if he never had mila. So that somebody is being koyf that he had mila. So that's a bechin of pischa gerat. That's the bechin of avam avinu. He's not taking a pischa gehenim. Pshalis, I don't even say that. Pshalis, the any of pischa gehenim is fire. Gehenim is heat. So the mila is the mokum of taiva. The mokum of taiva is the sichas of the taiva. Taiva warms up, so maybe the Esh of Gehenim is a halach of libel. How are you loving something? So you have to, whatever is Kolasha, next week's Parashah Chukas, are they Matar the Kli from Midian? So Kolasha Tavu Be'esh, Tavu Be'esh, you have to be Matar Be'esh. Maybe what's Matar the Esh of Taiva, the Esh of Gehenim? The Mitzvah of Nila corresponds to the Melchina of taking off, being Mechadish Matar, the Melchoya Taiva. Maybe, therefore, there's no Gehenim for such a person. Somebody's got Mitzvah Mila, doesn't need Gehenim. Gehenim is Matar, it's libel. Because Mrs. Mila, actually, he doesn't need it, that's the Pashem Shabbat. שקוליקם הקמוסה וחפיצה של אברהם מבינו אלו שמוהי לקרב הראשון תחס קמפי השכינת ומקרב לראשון ולחלו יש נשום יש נפולים שבינו אמו כמרו אצלנו למעלה על הפוסק ועשם נפש אשר עושה בכון ותאר גמון כלוס תשבידו לרייס ומשל בדם תתוירה על ידי אוסקוי בתויר עשה שם שעל ידי זה נסעלו כל הנשום יש מבינו אמו saying Chiddush, the Avraham Avinu's Esek, but Torah Hashem, that's how he's Mis'ala, all the Neshamas B'Bein Amun, because every Yid, every Bechina, everything in the Bria has a Makar in the Torah HaKadosh. Every Yid is a Makar in the Torah HaKadosh, because every Yid has an Ois in the Torah HaKadosh. It's Shishim Ribu. So every Yid has an Ois in the Torah HaKadosh. Every single thing in the Bria, even a Dovah Doimim in the Bria, is Shoy, which is a Makar, comes in the Torah. In the Mela, the Avraham Avinu's Oisek B'Torah is being Ma'ala and Yonim of the Bria. Cousins Isaac Batoya is Mala and Yonim of the Bria. Says the Sarla Kedoshim that the Pshat is the Oren went Lifnei Hashem in the Midbar Sholosh Yomim. So the Oren used what does it mean the Oren used to navigate? In other words, the Oren went before, it went in front of Klal Yisrael, is the Oren, which is the Koyach HaTorah, that pulled up all the Shiroshim of the Chedek HaLokon and Bria where they went. It's Chidav Yaduah, there was Membeis Masois, Kenegad Hashem. There was Membeis Masois, Kenegad Hashem Membeis. There's Hashem Membeis, which is the Oren B'Koyach, which is the Hashem B'Kavura, which is the Hashem of His Alas, which is Mala, all them, everything to its Makar, as we discussed. Maybe your Kabbalah is on a Makar, we discussed it already. Not. So maybe that's the Shem Membeis, the Membeis Masois, coming up to the Matas Masois, Membeis Masois is connected to Chazal, so you're connected to Shem Membeis. In other words, because the whole purpose of the Masois was to be Mala, all in Yonim, in Midbar, the Mokam of Nachoshim Akrovim, that's the Mokam of Midbar, Einam and Ayishov, the Mokam of Nachoshim Akrovim. And Nachosh is a Mazik, the Mohan Baba Kama, right? Nachosh is Kazdak Lazik, Kamas Lazik, Av Pisha Einam No Bezekoy. So nevertheless, it's Nachash is more loyal. It's a mitzvah to kill Gemara says on Shabbos. You kill a Nachash even on Shabbos, right? Even it doesn't look like it's a Sephora, you still kill a Nachash on Shabbos. So Nachash and Akrov is the Bechina of the Mazik and the Bechina of the Klippus in the Dorn. Midbar, that's the Mokar. In other words, when they're going through the Midbar, they're Mavar, all the Koyachas around in the world. They were in a Sinas Koyach for all the Masois that Klal Yisrael take to be Malah, all in Yanim to the Shoresh. Avraham Avinu's Oisek B'Torah, Avraham Avinu was the sheresh of all this. At the day that he was Oisek B'Torah, he was Nes'ala Kol HaNeshamos Mebein Ha'am. The Boetz L'Gayron, which means that his Oisek B'Torah made him find their Neshamah, made him find their Bechin of Shishim Ribui Oisek. Made him find their Neshamah, the Boetz L'Gayron. In other words, all the Gayron were all Neshamos, which are Nefulim Mebein Ha'am. And therefore, Avraham Avinu was the one that Koyach his Torah sucked them back into their sheresh in the Torah. Achnisa Mavisra Shalom. But we call it Achnisa Mavisra Shalom Avinu. Because the Gedda of Mila, that's the Gedda that's Machalik between a Yid and a Goy. And made it through Avraham Avinu. Lachlisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu has to do the bechina of brisa. The one as nefesh as also bechor, he was one as machalik to the Yidden Agoyim. He was the one that took the neshamas and the fulim and brought them back to the shemesh. And mevoy as lein neshamas eku shmiras abris im sheimel oretz avava. Ik is the shmiras abris. And this is Yisod, which is the middle of Yosef Tzadik. Same bechina, because Yosef Tzadik was also a Mitzrayim. Yosef Tzadik was also the Yavo and Yosef Cholayas Mitzrayim. You know, he didn't go on any tefillin. But Yosef Tzadik, as Tzadik Yosef, is the middle of Yisod, is the middle of Tikkun. That's why you call Yosef Tzadik Yisod, the middle of Yisod, is the middle of Bris. You know, it's a Bris. So made of Yosef Tzadik was also the Yavo Cholayas Mitzrayim. The one who is the middle of Yisod, the middle of Bris, he is the one who sucks up all the Bechinas, all the Yonam of Taifas and everything, and he finds them Makor. The Makor of Taiva, even the Makor of Taiva, Gashmi is the Taiva of Slavas of Ruchnius. To bring back the taiva, the cholavavcha, fill up the yitzhara, the taiva of the yitzhara to its makor, which is the kumashay and hogas avam avinu meyos. It says Avraham Avinu said he never looked at sorrow. Right? When he came and went into Mitzrayim, he says Ati Dati Ki Ishi Yifas Mari. This is Rashi. Until then, he never saw. They passed up the river, and that's how he saw. But until then, they never saw. Why did they never see? Avraham Avinu, that was the Bechin. Avraham Avinu was the Shomer Abris. Gam came Gam Ata. Tomed Behoive Yeshua Piska Shel Gehenem. He's always Yeshua Piska Shel Gehenem. The How is the Shom is the Full in the Makor and Shiyod. Again, it's the same way as Avraham Avinu did that down here. What do you think? Avoid of Tzadikim when they were down here, this is really what's the avoid of Yosef Tzadik? Avoid of Yosef Tzadik, exactly what he's doing now. Then he was living down here, and now it's living, standing by the Pesach again. Listen, that is Shomu lechol haparchos shmiras abris shleim shicho latzmin or lekanal. They were not moishach bar losim. Zechol ze lasis ritzoyin koino in lahalis neshomus kedushas nefulin. Sheish tainu god leboyer bochu mizek neidah. Let's be honest, ik a tainu god hakadosh bochu, as we discussed before, ik a tainu god hakadosh bochu is when you bring back the lamata to the ramal, the schalkas, the gvur, the schalkas, was the bechina where there was nifrat milamal alamata, the mituk of din, the misuk of the din, the sweetness, the tainuk, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and everything comes back to the sheresh. So Shabbos we discuss as a mitzvah oinik. Shabbos where everything goes back to the sheresh. Shabbos is not an inyan of simcha, it's a mitzvah oinik Shabbos, because that's the tainuk of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the koyach of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is a koyach that brings everything that was fallen. He has a koyach to go into the neshamas, into the goyim, into the goyish shevelt, and he sucks out the neshamas and the fallen. Yitzchak Avinu is a different madriga, because Yitzchak Avinu is minas agvura. Care minas agvura makes this chalkas. But he said the second day of the bria is connected to minas agvura. Why? Why the second each day of the bria from the seven brias is connected to seven midas? Shabbos is malchus, the last one. Shabbos malchus. The second day was Gevura. Why was it Gevura? Because the second day was the Havdalah between the Maim Elyon and the Maim Achtachtoinah. So in other words, Gevura makes the Hischalkas. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Misuk of Midas Adin. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Gevura. The whole Gevura was there in order that the Gevura should be Nimtak. It's called Amtokas Adinim. The Bechin of Amtokas Adinim is that the Bechin in that's the Bechin of Dino. That's the Bechin of the Amtokas Adinim, where the Hischalkas becomes one. That's what we discussed. He bought it before that Bina is the Amtaka of the Gevuras. The Pshat is that Bina is the beginning of Hischalkas. Right? We discussed that Bina is the Tzeire, Bina is the beginning of Hischalkas, the beginning of the plural, the beginning of the Rabbi. And that's the Bechin of Dinim, and that's the Shoyrish of Dinim have the Amtaka. What does the Amtaka mean? When everything goes back to the Shoyrish, is that the Amtaka? That's the Amtaka. Bina is the Bechin of Hischalkas, but it's Hischalkas when it's over to Chokhmah. The Chokhmah, the Koyachmah, the Shoyrish, is that the Bechin of Chokhmah Binah. Whenever you say Ashma Yisrael, Hashem Elakeinu, Hashem is Midas Chokhmah, and Elakeinu is Midas Binah, discuss this. And the Yichud Chokhmah Binah means that the Hischalkas becomes Echot. And that's the tiny talk of Shvokhu, that the Hischalkas becomes one. That's the Shoyrish, that's the Mesikas of the Dinim, the Shoyrish of Gevuras, of Nimtak, in the beginning of the Yitzchak Avinu was the beginning of Kavura, and then Yitzchak Avinu Fakir was the beginning of Yitzchak, because Avraham Avinu was the beginning of being the Koyach of Avraham Avinu, which is Mitzvah. That's why Yaakov Avinu was the beginning of both. Yaakov Avinu had the Yitzchak when he needed it, but he had the Mitzvah as well. And that was the beginning of Avraham Avinu, is the one who was not the Yitzchak, is the one who brings everything back to the beginning of the Sheirish. He brings back all the Neshomas and the Fulis, with the Nefesh HaShem also Bechor, and the Zer of the Yer of Hashem, Perish, and Zerol Hashem, Gambe Leine Mamre, Perish. Eloinu Miloshen, Eloinu Boshon, Shehimu Roshoim, Mamre, Guru Shehimu Neged Kovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mamre, Zokin Mamre, to rebel, Gam Shom Nir Olav Hashem, even there, Vayir Olav Hashem, Beiloinu Mamre, even in Eloinu Mamre, even by the greatest, Binyonim of Hafuchim, and the greatest Tzimtzum, the greatest Sidra Achash, Rav, Gam Shom Tzimtzum, and the Kusa Yisbarach, Shem Shom Yuchel HaAshlem, Ratzoyin Koyne Ko'omu, Halidei Shiz, Alu Benefilah Son. הוא יושב, פסחו אל כחוי מהיום שהוא הגהנם ושקסים, הנה היום בו בוי הקטנו כחוי מהיום, אז רפאים של הגהנם זה אברהם מבינו, וזה זה אברהם מבינו, זה אבוידה אז אני יוזדאו נהיה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מגל אתם לאבוידה, אבק ו יושב ראשי ממר, הוא שנוסם לעיץ על המילה, ראשי סס שהוא גם כן בקו נסיינו everything ties in together through the meal at kochay mayim he saves people from the kochay mayim mamre and the amro and the merit and more the boys brought my who's not the eitzo so mamre was going to give the eitzo ich shugam shom even when there's mamre is a chmerida even when there's mamre still is mila he was miyay it's a rom of yinu mila shugam shom is a vidu and vades is brought shal hashlem utzayin koyne el aloise alidei shu yoyishu pesach oil shu agayne mordek pshat זהו שנוסן לא איצה פרש המרוע של הראשון הוא שנוסן לא איצה איך שגם משום יכול לעשות זאת רוצה לבוא יסבוח שולטן וגודל השם יסבוח ונחס רוח לפנו כל זה על המילה כל זה על מכין על מילה פרש בעבור המילה כי על המילה means במוקר בעבור for the sake of the meaning שום רבריס שונים שכל לא עושה עדיין כנועידה שמולי האור כל הארץ כנועידה אפילו מדריגס התחתוינים אם זה לא עושה מדריגס כל מה Yira ba'olam yuchol David boyis baruch ani deze. Filo, such a reader. Filo man rosa shel shom shemamun kneged koydis baruch yuchol lukach eitzah shiyisrael am Hashem gam mishom. That's the yira el Hashem. Yira Hashem riyah. He could see there's a tikkun somewhere, even in the lowest of Avraham Avinu saw that there was something tikkun. It was tikkunable. Chol zeh de amila bavur mitzus mila Hashem kein the mishnim shchol osay which means he covers all the mila. Kilo he hasn't had mila. דברים מאשקלי שאי אפשר להכיר שאין בוי כבר שום הקורס הקדושה כזה קו זה לא ולא צהל עניין כמו ישך לא לוסף אז לא הקור הקדושה הרובן איך שצורך אדם לוסף אינו וליגוי על דרוכב לעסס רצויים כלינו גם מדבר מהים פלטים שהם המדריג על חוס המולויד that's the most haskell the person has to put אינו וליגוי על דרוכב to do רצויים כלינו even from the lowest of things to eating to sleeping whatever it is but there's a nizke בזר בבון this will next with עומי נצח תל אחרת וכן ירוצ It's, I think he said Ma'ain there. I think he said Ma'ain's over here, no? The previous shtiku. So that was the Gadlus, that was the Mechen of Avraham Avinu. Mechen of Avraham Avinu is at the mitzvah. That's why Avraham Avinu is the start of the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is the mitzvah of finding the tikkun, the mala, even the lowest areas. Even the lowest areas, the areas full of taiva, full of meridin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To mala those areas are the Mila. And that's why Yehra al Hashem Be'elein Yamamre. And that's why Yeshu Pesach Oil Kachoy Mayam. That's the Mechen of the Kachoy Mayam. He stands in Gehenna and he says, "This person has tikkun. This person was mal, and therefore that's why he has that tikkun." And he saw that. I think we discussed. He didn't discuss it last week. He saw it. Who? Saying, yeah, this is the Bechinah of the Mila, they were giving up. The Mal and the Bechinah of the Taiva. That was the Darga of Rome. Rome is called Av Hamayim Goyim. In other words, even in the Goyim, he found all the Neshamas in the Fulim. Yeah, right. Ayer Eloh. Noida, Ayer Satoyer Nikot Toyer Hashim, Ayer Roa Saderch. Toyer is called the Torah, because the Torah is Menoshon Hayroh. Hayroh is a derech. Everything of Torah. Tzarech lahavim b'zevah chol sipurim mikol teva shel Torah. Every word in the Torah is story. Ich little eitzel avoy deseina avoy das Hashem is baruch. Av shah soydus ein bev shvil hasag al burin ad bias mashiach tzad kehinu b'meher b'yameinu. Even though there's certain soydus of Torah that we can't be massive today because the tumma of olam hazak and wish k'siv u'mola orz deyos Hashem k'mayin li amachasin. Kalmokan Torah nidreshes b'derech paradis prashat remez rushon sodu tzarech lirunas am remozim shem Torah am remozim am moim derech lamadas yisbal shem. Hakdama. This is Ramazan. In Ebrishis, which is a Torah, which is Israel, Bar, Lekim, and Sashmai, and Sarats. The Hoyle Shekinu, which is Ebrishis, Allah, which is Israel, which is a Torah, Oif, and Shle, Yisparah, to Zem, Yisrael, Yisrael, and the Torah, Oif, Yisparah, to Zem, Yisrael. She is Yisrael, the Vukim, and Torah. The Yerchas, which is Yisrael, Oka, Atzma, and Torah, is Tzrich, and Tzadikim, Shabador, the Tzadik, and Torah, to be Mekar, and Lohitzi, Yokom, Yisrael. Take us a valuable Mizailo from the Zoilo Aklippus Shanishka Besoich Leilis Achashiriris Libay Hara Liye Zoilo Besoich. Tzadik is a koyach. Tzadik is a koyach. That is the Yisod. The Yisod of the Indian Tzadik is a koyach to schlep people. The Tzadik is a suction power. What is the Tzadik is a suction power? Because Tzadik is a cool in a shaman. We discussed it many times before that the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam and the shaman always wants to go up. It always wants to. Even though Tzadik is stuck in his goof, he's imprisoned in his goof, but the koyach that he is the whole time wants to be miscarried more and more. That's schlepping. So the wise Akash Vachan Ekshu is still in the goof. Because down here he's got to be sucked people up. There's the neshama which is in the tzaddik. It's the neshama which just go all the way up. All the people who are goofy wouldn't have a tikkun. The very fact that the tzaddik is cool, kol kulay, slav is kol kulay, not of avir, and they can't go out stuck in the goof. And made all those people who are kulay goofy, the tzaddik is in the second. But that's the bechina. Tzaddik is a moedic suction power. Tzaddik sucks people up, takes people, because that's the whole mahus of the tzaddik. He's got to work on himself to keep it in. That's what that's avoided. He's got to work on himself to keep it in. To keep his neshama in, then he shouldn't be his vashtus. So he has a koyach to be mal and mal. The tzaddik adoy has a koyach to be mal. And as we discussed so many times, you see that the tzaddikim should hold their adoyer. And the more they compound, that even people so rochik, when it's scarf to them, it's scarf to them. And it's always the right that their tzaddikim emes, they have such a hashpa, that the neshama's mayor so far, that it sucks people up from even very far. Even from the klippas shenishka b'tzeichem to go b'shashiris libam nizeichem zocha tzadik the karabas arshoim olav nema ki im toitzi yokam izel kipitia moishe b'rossi shemayim oret v'divrei pik moishe k'sib b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu af ato tase b'dvar picha shemayim chadoshim oret chadoshim. Every tzadik needs shemayim chadoshim oret chadoshim. Shemayim is seichel and oret is goof. It makes new people, right? Whoever teaches Torah, whatever teaches that word is Hashem is ma'alot of akosu kilo yoldoi. It's a whole new bria, it's a whole new yeshmiyam. Much ksivki kasher shumayim, achadoshim asher ani oisa, doshu b'zoya, asher sisi le ksiv, el ani oisa, tomit b'hoiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making all the time b'hoiva the bris oisa. Afshat tzadik oisa, oima HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani oisa. In other words, remember that tzadik is being makar of the Yid, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ani oisa, yet tzadik oisa, im Hashem is baruch, but the vlikus, tzadik is never misiach to ask from tvikus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now for kaviyochul, achtus, Im Hashem is baruch, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ani oisa, I did it. And tzadik, when ani kar ani oisa, and so more than that, we'll see that over that the tzaddik they never toil the hatzlochas that they had, the atlishmais that they had, they never toil it on themselves. It's always toil, and it's never them. Why? Because they're so nisachid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the more than nisachid, the biggest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they don't exist. All the kshmoitz bischatshus hatoyre yokom zaynim. So you know, this is all a bechinu, because it's moitzi bischatshus hatoyre, because Yisrael and Torah are inseparable. They're made, and every shoyrish is in the Torah. The more tzaddik, the more person's dover to Torah, is the more he's dealing with shirashim. When he learns the pasuk in Torah, so the word of Torah that he speaks out is five. If the word's got five letters, so he's malah five oisias. He's malah five neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Tzaddik is malah the Torah, and tzaddik learns Torah. It's a whole different muster. The primis of Torah says that if a person learns Torah, his pshat is dovek with the oisis of Torah. He's learning. He's dovek with the oisis of Torah. He's learning. Some of these oisis of Torah belong to neshamas that are mafulin when he's learning that Torah. So his oisis are mafulin on nichlan in the words that he's saying. And made it. They have the made it. Have the neshamas. The more that discusses, that was more that the first step. Shemesh Rabbeinu l'mayin mechini no mesifrachu. Shabbeinu saying, I'm taking my oisis out of the Torah. What am I? Shabbeinu was dovek every year to his oisis in the Torah. Every year got back to his oisis in the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had good understanding what an ois in the Torah is. He says, "Mecheni no misifrecha, take my ois out of the Torah. Take my ois out, give up my netzach. No olam hazeh, no olam habo, nothing. No ois in the Torah." So besides the fact that the whole sefer Torah goes down the drain and there's definitely no klal Yisrael either, besides that Moshe Rabbeinu is his ois in the Torah. What do I need my ois in the Torah? He's so dovuk. So dovuk. That's a mardik of Mesir's Nefesh. Mesir's Nefesh, we find by tzaddikim, as long as they can be mal with somebody else, if their own noise can go, if their own noise can go, then mafki the gashmis, mafki the ruchnis, so mordik of Andrega. That's the barchina, how he comes through Torah. Because the Torah, a person who learns Torah, he's mal the whole time he's in the Hilig of Torah, he's mal the barchina of Shabbos. Kozak Shmoitzi is Chachas of Torah, Yokam Yisrael. Tzaddikim learning Torah, it's different. It's a whole different thing. Then Gemara, the Dovah to the Tanoim of Iran, to the Neshamas of the Tanoim of Iran, Torah is Echot, Torah is Miksh Achas, the Menorah was Torah, the Menorah was Miksh Achas, Ad Yerecha Ad Pircha, right, from top to bottom, it's all one Miksh Achas, can't be separated. Later on, it's when a person, the more Torah, the more he's being Dovah, the more it's like glue, the more the glue sticking him more and more and more and more and more into where? Into the Koyach, into the Neshamah Kolonis, into what's called Knesset Yisrael, which everyone is Dovah together. It made a person learn how Ravashi l'shma itach kedusha v'tahar. He's misachet in the neshama of Ravashi. He learns Rabbi Akiva's drosha. He learns a mishnah machlokes to Rameh and Chachamim. He reviews the Chachamim. He's dovek to them in the neshamas of Rameh and Chachamim. Torah l'shma just glues and sticks and brings a person to the achdus. As Yisrael and Torah is achdus. There's no schalkus in the Torah. Schalkus is not shaykh to Torah. As we discussed, Torah is the makor of Torah. Is the least schalkus. Mikshachas. Whoever's Indian of Torah is Mikshachas means you can't separate it. You can't separate it. Adirei Chad Pirchas. The more Torah learns, the Torah person learns, the more he's dovek, the more he's becoming one with all the Hilig and the Neshamas of this Torah, the previous Torah, whatever he's learning. And it's easier to cling to the Neshamas that are closer to us. And maybe that's what they need, the chinas of learning, so much patient. As Shalas from Tzadikim, who sent them in the later Torah, Shalas Yom Tovik Mamish to the Neshamas. Learning the Torah, Imam is dovek to them. Achlohomen einin echu. Noem Hashem al pasuk. Chu banim shimo li yiras Hashem al ametcha. Oyev yom neres toiv netzoy Hashem chmeiro asul meiro vasei toiv. Vini lohomen aloshen chu banim. Hashem lemeim adonim shimo li. Shar de duk, ade duk. It doesn't go into. Vini omer magmar makadosh es ish omer noshen itzadik venim tzarosh erizu nukadosh Hashem meher b'tshu. Right? We learned that Gemara already. So in other words, in case of a hero of tshuva, even though he's meisim show that he's a rosh, but he might have been a hero of tshuva. So therefore it's mokadesh is misofik, a kol pan. The Gemara says it's not mokadesh is rabbi, it's mokadesh is misofik, needs to get. Even if you had a hero, if you had a hero of tshuva, nikra tzadik. That was the whole thing, if you had a hero of tshuva, then he's damas and tzadik. I is a rosh. The kosh ala in rosh, but even shlo avad a hero of tshuva, chol yekolay mechazal. Every tzadik, every rosh, I mean, is a hero of tshuva. Chol yevim, bas kol yetz, is a mechrez, is a shuva bonim shivavim. Vahem him hero of tshuva, what does it mean? A baskal means a text message in every neshama. So in other words, every neshama has a hero tshuva. That's the whole baskal. Yamagab the Ulay Khazi Mazlay Khazi in the Shama did. If he lived with the Mahu in the Shama, which means the Plimis of the Neshama, or even though externally he's a Russia, but the Plimis of him feels it. And the Shama Shemas, Kula Cruz, the Neshama who hears it, the Maharab Shuba, fill a Rashaim. So you get in Rashaim, but there's no Rashaim. So what's the shot? Hi, there is Rashaim. Sorry? Because you see a hero, but Shuba's already at Tzavik. That's right. Ah, what did I say? I said tzaddikim?
No.
And yeah, so here a tshuva makes it present in something. Every person is a here a tshuva. Why? Mitzias, right? You take a candle into somewhere very, very dark under the ground. It will go out. Why will it go out? Because the dark is very, the choshech is very thick. Normally, what happens when you put an oil into darkness? What happens? The oil is megarish the choshech. Either they're both nifraim, but the choshech is a very dark stick of nifra. The oil is a stronger nifra. When the choshech is very strong, so some places it can overpower the oil. The hero, Yechava Miyad, the Yifal Shabula. When the hero Tshuva comes, the hero Tshuva is like a candle, it's going to go out straight away. When you see the hero Shalom Yedachah, it's like a Shaber Sachi Shechachumis. But the Tanis is a good for Shiuchla or the Tshuva. In other words, that's why Russia has to have Tanis and Seguphim if the Choshech is still so dark, because the Vadim is a Basco going out every day, but the Basco is going to go out, it's going to be extinguished. There's a Gemara, Shleish Svarim, Yiftachim Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim, Gemur, Nechtov, Nechtov, Alta Lachayim, Shoyim, etc. What's the Alta? Ovin, Aloshin, Alta, Chumash, Ksil, Leo, Kimash, and Maspik, a hero who's that. That was the hero alone. Is enough to be called Tzadik. Who's that for? Well, Eish HaShcholach B'dark HaShem, Oy B'tom, Eish HaShem, Eish HaShem, Eish HaShem, Eish HaShem, Eish HaShem, Eish a good person. He falls, he has an feel every so often. Yidrach Shabkudush Al Yerin Eshoy B'Soy Chavshan Eich Shal Beis Adova Miyad B'Boy Elov Oya Hero Tshuva Yifo B'Sh Yachzi L'Kon Eish. The hero comes every day. Some people, all they need is the hero, and then they go back. So if somebody's not a Rosh, just have a hero. And as soon as he has an affiliate, he has a Rosh, he doesn't have a hero. The hero anyways comes every day. The hero comes every day, the Hizich only needs the hero, and he'll be Chayzer Rosh. Machma Shulanof, Lachash, was Gedoyla. He didn't fall into a thick darkness. But then Maria Gemara, and that's what Gemara is saying, the Chol Yerim Maskel, the Nimsa Rosh, with Suleyma, she Nimsa Be'ezad Olama. זהו צדיקים גמורים נכתובים נכתובים לאלטה לחיים אצלם ראש השונה נכתובים הצדיקים בספר הצדיקים הצדיקים הריטן בספר הצדיקים על כל השונה ראש השונה לצדיקים הנכתב בספר הצדיקים על כל השונה והם חס ושלם יקושלו באיזה דומה שיספיק להם הרו לבד. So all the tzaddikim are written in the Sefer Chaim. What does it mean they're written in the Sefer Chaim? That even the Chas Shon, they will have a Nechshol. And nevertheless, all they need is a hero. So that's why they're written in the Sefer Chaim. Rosh Hashanah is known already because of their mice and the toivim. It's known that even if they will do an Avera, anyways there's a hero every day, and that hero will take care of it. So maybe the tzaddikim come on. Rosh Hashanah Nechtom Sefer Rosh Hashanah Na'al Talamisa. So let me learn Na'al Talachayim. Shall I ask for them Na'al Talachayim? Hero is a problem because they won't have the hero. The hero will go out. The candle is dark. So the hero b'tshuva, the hero b'tshuva is b'vaday coming. But nevertheless, it depends who he is. The sofik is what type of rosh he is. So hero b'tshuva could be. I mean, not could be. Definitely did. Shaila is what the hero b'tshuva was poil. The Rosh wants the tshuva needs tanias and seguka, and the tshuva is a much harder tshuva. So who's going to want to do? Who's going to be interested in doing such a tshuva? he's going to get the Rosha. He's a Rosha, so what's going to make him the Tshuva? Hashem's Baruch Melamed is Kol Ben Yadam Eich Loshem. Hashem's Baruch teaches him. Tzomtzem is Atzmo Yafilu B'Madrigus HaTachtoinen. Hine Ksiva Malchusoy B'Kol Mesholom. Chol Mokim is Pashtas Malchusoy. Yafilu B'Klippus K'mayim V'Atan Tiri Mamlechus Koinem. Shnitna Toyu L'Yisrael Loshiyam Lichu Aleim B'Chol Mokim Shem. Why did Hashem give us the Toyu? He kept the Toyu Malach and the Klippus down here won't be the Tikkun. Only going as far as the Olam HaMalach down here. Once we give up the Torah HaMalach, even down here where we are, there should be a Tikkun. Ve'ez HaMadreik HaShirish HaMidavkus Atzman HaShem Yisbarach HaFilim Nizdamin La'odam Shanafel Chasr HaMalach HaKlippus Misham Yokum HaYoychaz Tadik Darko is Moish Ksiv Kishav HaYibol Tadik Bekon. Even if he has so many Nefilas, but there will always be a Bekon. Ve'ez HaMashlim HaMelech Yishav HaLuch HaShish Tzadikim Shemagi Aleim K'mayis Rishon. And nevertheless, the Chilik is Tzadikim Shemagia Lehem Zmayis Rishayinim. So that's what's the purpose of a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving a Torah so far down? In order that even the Matzah can have an Aliyah. What's the purpose of a Tzadik having a Tefillah? When he rises, what does he take with him? He takes with him the Klip. What does he take? I mean, he takes with him the Rosh Hashanah. But then it's Mitzad the Rosh himself. No, no, no. Nevertheless, in other words, the Rosh himself is a better because he needs Tanis and Segufim. He's going to Meshigah Tanis and Segufim. He's a Rosh. If the Baskel doesn't work, so how can anybody even carve him? Nobody can be more than a Baskel. And a Baskel goes out. So Pshad is the Teretz is the Tzadik who has an Afida. The Tzadik has an Afida. So now the Tzadik of a die is going to be oil. And as soon as the Tzadik has a Hira Tshuva, he's straight up again. Gemara says, if you see a Talmud Chacham doing a Chet, you have to take on immediately the Tshuva. Not Shema, more even says, not Shema or the Tshuva, but Rabbi or the Tshuva. So maybe that's Klal Yisrael has the Koyach. Klal Yisrael has that Koyach. Even when he's so low, even when a person falls so low, if he clings onto a tzaddik, there's a tzaddik going to be mal him. Aye, what about the tzaddik going down there? Ain't in the feet of the tzaddik the mokam chashkos. The tzaddik going down to the mokam chashkos is kemosh the melech adir, powerful king shoshadach shluchel the melech of lichpish medina ahu. He sends the shluch to shliach far away to conquer. She nikra shom a melech aleh. Why does he send this shliach down there to conquer? Because he wants to be the king of that country as well. Donkey in the parashah melech. Kach in the feet of the tzaddik. She tzaddik neifel. Vaday yecho is tzaddik darke yisrael miyad mishom. Vaday tzaddik will do tshuva straight away. David got some Hashem is going. Oz kolor shorim shum shukoyim b'mokam ahu. Donkey yesh lem aleh deus haven aleh. Dafka oisun rishon shem yisherish nishmosa shalos tzaddik. Oh, what is going to chidush him about? Meanwhile, till before we start with the word bedafka, the pshat is the koyach of the tzaddik to be mal the neshamos. Bedafka is the rishonim shem yisherish nishmosa shalos tzaddik. Those rishonim have to be a tnai. Yisherish nishmosa shalos tzaddik. Tzaddik shemagias atzmoi oiches donkin b'rishon ha'sheich nitzon rishon. B'ma yish lei b'hem tzad achiza. Where do they hold on to each other? Where the tzaddik doesn't, it's got nothing in common with the Russian. So where do they hold on to each other? Mitzvah Shem Oisim. Yirikonim Shebacham Milei Mitzvahs Kerimah, says the Gemara, Yim Rishoyim or Milei Mitzvahs Kerimah. Afshah Mitzvahs, Yim Rikonim, Moshe Makosif, Kefela Rachari Moin, Rakoseich, Nashon is the Gemara in Brachos. You know what? Rakoseich is Nashon of Rake. Even people who are Rake, are still Kapela, there's two shit, there's two Rashes there. One says it's talking about Rakosik, the Rakin, but even though they're Rakin, nevertheless they're still Karimoy, still Malay Mitzvahs. Mokram, the Yer, some Mitzvahs, because they do Mitzvahs, the Yishla Tzadik Tzadachizabah. So is it a Kedusha way to hold on to that? Oz, Afsha, Nofal, Amadriga, Tachdoin, and Ikra, Malchus. Like it says, the Malchus, Abikol, Mashallah, because that's the middle of Malchus that gets all the way down to the bottom. Mamlech, Gamkin, Samhoyer, Berchins, Ashetas, Malchus, Ayyamshah. So that's meanwhile, so that's the only key, the only hope for that Russia to have an aliyah is when the tzaddik has an afila, and the tzaddik has an afila immediately, he's oila, when the tzaddik is oila, when he does tshuva from that afila, he's melt mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu down on that. I mean, every tshuva is mamlechus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where Rosh Hashanah comes together with malchus. Why is Rosh Hashanah called malchus? Because every tshuva is malchus. Oyla Tshuva says, "Go on, Yehoshua Megas at Kisya Kovet." Tshuva reaches the Kisya Kovet. Shema, Shuvi Yisrael, Ada Shem Lekech. So how does the Gemara say, "Oyla Tshuva Shemegas at Kisya Kovet"? The Gemara should say, "Shuvi Yisrael, Oyla Tshuva Shemegi Ada Shem Lekech." Shema, Shuvi Yisrael, Ada Shem Lekech. Why does the Gemara say Kisya Kovet? The Torah says, "Kisya Kovet." It is the Malchus of Hashem. Melech, right? Raka Kisya Egdam Utrosis and Parit and Israel. Didn't give away his throne. He gave away everything else. He gives away his throne. He's on a melech. Melech throne. It's on a melech. Meira, the present doesn't have Meira. Merida, a melech. Shemayim. That's tshuva. Tshuva, kaviyachol. Puts a kodesh boku back. Kaviyachol on the kisei akobus. Even if tshuva is the mamlech. Kodesh boku. Even if tshuva. Meira, Roshana comes together with melechis. It's one of tshuva comes together with the kind of melechis. Meira, so therefore, melechusa, kodesh mashallah means, akol, even in the mokham atachtoinim b'yoyse. When the tzadik does a tshuva there, he's mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu there as well. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu there as well. So that mokham, mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It made it there for the tzadik. That tzadik, the Rosh, I mean, has an aliyah from that. He says, interesting, he says it's only a Rosh who's gone back to the Shoresh of the Neshama of this tzadik. So Rosh has to have mazel as well.
Tzaddik has to become the
Shoresh
if the Tzaddik takes him, or...
No, he has to be. You know, Emes, he's a Shoresh, yes. The Tzaddik is always in the Neshama Kualis. Right? Tzaddik's Neshama Kualis means the Tzaddik carries inside him the Neshama of many, many Chalakam Kualis. It's where the Tzaddik has a schus. We see that Tzaddik and people get Ma'amakar of Takosh Bochel through them, because the Tzaddik, a lot of people have the Shoresh. The bigger Tzaddik he is the more people have their Shoresh and Neshama in that Tzaddik. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody has a nitzah of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. The bigger the tzaddik is, the more shoresh and neshama he has within him. The more klolistic he is. The bigger the tzaddik, the more klolistic he is. And later, the bigger the tzaddik, the less protius he is. And the bigger the tzaddik, the more he's machki himself. It's a vicious circle. He is a tzaddik of klolis, a tzaddik of klolis. And later, there's no anoichi. Why? Because he's a neshama klolis. No, the own neshama is the neshama of klolis. It's the mokum where it all meets, and that shoresh is the neshama of klolis. It's the same tzaddik as the shoresh. And some of many other people doesn't feel himself as being anything. This Moshe Rabbeinu can give him away even this oisi, even this sherish one. Sherish is the sherish of Klal Yisrael. So we are the bigger tzaddik. So usually tzaddikim and the bigger tzaddik carry them another neshama. Usually the Russians probably have mothers. And then the sherish is nichla and the sherish and the sherish and the neshama of the tzaddik. Same thing in the person's body. The higher you go in the person's body, the more klalistic it is. The more klalistic it is. I mean, the Roish, the Kuli Kualis. The Roish is Kuli Kualis, the Seichel Zen Roish. There's no Spashtus. Spashtus only begins after the neck, that's where the Spashtus begins. And never the lave in the middle, the lave is Mechab, everything together. The person's body, the higher you go, the more Kualis it is. Everybody's Dachan. Everybody's Dachan Chelik of the Shoresh and Hashem of Adam Rish. And made it therefore, the greater the Tzaddik, the closer he is to the head of Adam Rish. The closer he is to the head of Adam Rish. The head of operates, the whole body operates with that. The minute the more is more, the more is more than the Shem. Achzeyuk Shur Shemenim is snagdim in a tzaddik, maminim in tzidkosa. Yadzirim in a Shem, and is snagdim to the tzaddik. Maminim in tzidkosa. That's another very Mordik Yisod. He sees whenever there's a tremendous tzaddik, there's a snagdus. Why is there a snagdus to a tzaddik? That is because the snagdus to the tzaddik, that's goyrea, takes through the koyach for people to get close to the tzaddik. When the tzaddik, if the tzaddik is ongenem and everybody accepts the tzaddik, he washes all the neshamas of it. Tikkun is the next day. And Sheikun is this, when it's a snuggish to a tzaddik, the snuggish tzaddik is nevea, where they rot, the sotten won't be a snuggish to a tzaddik, because the snuggish to a tzaddik is another resham where won't be nidovic to a tzaddik. And later, therefore, they won't have the tikkun. So why do you get that? Nachman Breslov had the Mordek and Snagdus, and I mean even amongst Choshevim, right? And today you see that people all over the world getting Nechlal into his arm. It was a Mordek and Snagdus, he was alive. Amongst Choshevim, it was a Mordek. What's the Pshad? The Pshad is because he has a Mordek of Koyach, Neshama Kualim. writes in one of his Sogam, the Anin and Shoma Pelas, all of them is that's Rabbi Talbot, the best of them all. That's the man no better than me. I'm sure he knows about it. But I'm saying he had a Moody, he was a Shoma Pella. He was a Shoma Pella. And Mela have to have his mind on it. And his mind on it, he washes everything off. It's the greater tzaddik. He's brought on all this Rama Kushi. And then the bigger the tzaddik. And then go back a thousand years, go to the Rambam. The Rambam was also a Shoma. The Rambam was, because it's not just the Rambam, the Rambam was. And Yenu burns his mind, Yenu burns his mind. Moody goes after the Kisrei Rambam, you should look at him once. So, you know, the Ramban was, in learning, the Ramban was a very big opponent, you know. Very often he slugs up with the Ramban himself. So, you do have a lot of snugs in the Ramban. And that's one of the biggest snugs against the Ramban. So, look at the Ramban Yashan afterwards, the Kisrei Ramban. You know, there's two volumes, Kisrei Ramban. So one of the ones that Moedig he was very poetic. He wrote a Moedig poem. It's a Moedig letter to the Misnagim of the Rambam. You see, the Rambam was a Misnagim in Torah. He writes there how to them such sharp words to Rabbi Yair. He's writing to the Hakanim Misnagim of the Rambam. You see, the Rambam is a Shoresh on the Sham. You see, the Rambam is it sucks up so many Yidden and so many with Moed Nebuchim. So many Yidden he saved, and this and that. How can you understand? He writes about it. The Mechesh are going to give a shrek, but the Ramah and Moedig is not the Ramah was not Shema Kwanis. Chayech and Rimech and Chayin the Ramah, Moish Rabbechon used to say in his day, the Moedig and Shema Kwanis. The Moedig and Shema Gavoya, besides the fact that everybody lives on the Rambam today, and I'm saying besides that again, you always see these things hundreds of years later, but he was a Moedig and Shema Kwanis. Made of that door when he's living has to be a snug. There's no snug, this is just, that's the goal there. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shrek Lachez Magnus, this week's parasha. Koyach took the 250 Sanhedrin against Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Yisrael, the whole time was doing against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a koyach. The same reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come to Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was matliach. No, it's not. It's Mela, that's everybody's done. He's washed everything up. Whatever the Tzadik was, it's not. Now when it's not just Tzadik, people don't feed up to Tzadik. People don't feed up to Tzadik. So then the tzaddik can't be mana, all those neshomas. So the snug is a chilek of the snug is a chilek of the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov came down. It's about a story from Ma'or Vashamish. You heard it say from Ma'or Vashamish. Talmud of Naam and Melech. So he writes that he was taken up by, the Naam of the Melech, took him up to a mountain and told him to close his eyes. And suddenly he saw the whole Shemaim opening and billions of mitzvahs coming out. He was blinded from it, and his eyes were closed. He was blinded from where Moshe was right. So he read it, and he couldn't tell. It was scattering all over the world, billions of nitzotzes, of sparks, of fire. Anyways, after the whole Marad, Melech told that to Mishal and Baal Shem Tov. He said, "That's a Mishal. There's millions of nitzotzes that Baal Shem Tov is Melech throughout from his life." But Shas Maisa, the Moedik Koyach. There's got to be a Goyim that's not this. Made it that everybody gets sucked up, and that's the Gula. Whenever there's a tzaddik who's coming down, and Shmuel sends him down, and there's so many Yidden who have the Shurish and Shoma in him, there's always going to be a snugs. Zeuk Shur Shom Einim a snugdim a tzaddik. Maminim a tzaddik. Yesh Shur Shom Shemagia Lem Kamais a tzaddikim a lidein a filas a tzaddik. Zor Shom Kamim a gia Lem Agbe Nesenio Avaba Nesenio Ramim. What's that mean? What's the name? So that's the petach. The peh is the petach. The hainu al idea dibur shel adam kshu zoch. The dibur zoch mamshach the kibe kedusha of Hashem is baruch. Phenomena. It's mamshach the kedusha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vini kish metame ha adam is piv chas v'shalom. Pas is metame is piv chas v'shalom. Shkarim al chilas al shilas lashon hara. As ein mavi the kedusha of Hashem is baruch. Lo be kerech adam. Because the peh is the petach. comes into the Mizen Nimshach Shmedabe Elosh and Hora Al Hashem Al Mashiach. It's getting very sharp over here. Shmedabe Al Tzadik Elosh and Hora V'Doifi Ki Kmoisha Ha'odom Hu Kachu Roya. Where the person is, kachu roya. In other words, if a person is not on a mandrega, not on a high mandrega, so he's shown the greatest aura and think it's choshech. Tzadik was Iran, he showed the tzadik the biggest ra, think it's toiv. Or you, in the previous day, Friedrich of Belzerov, he had a doctor. Chilani, here when he lived in Ezra, the Lamsh Papa Smolani, left him, and once, the Pesach thing was, he was supposed to come to visit the Gilead of Pali, he didn't come. Belzerov says, Zechel, he doesn't come because he's Gibrox, he doesn't want to eat from me. But he said it, but Tmimus was wrong. Everybody knows that the fellow is Mechal Shabbos, so I can. Can't see Ram. Tzadikim are mitiyim. They can't see Ram. They only see it. They asked about Shabbos once. I think somebody else has got so much koyach to stand on 10,000 people, 5 miles. He says, when you're counting diamonds, you don't get tired. In other words, Tzadikim, they only see Toiv. There's no Ram, there's no Rochik. Somebody once told about Shabbos, when they were blind, somebody was there, and he said that he's always talking about Kirav Rechaikim. You're a blue top. Kirav Rechaikim, so Kirav Rechaikim, it's a Yid, it's Rochik. It doesn't exist. It's not here. So they don't see Ram. Why? Because they see the Shurish of everything. They see the Shurish of a Yid. They made us. It's Kulay Toy. They can't see Ram. The external actions. Not the Yid. The famous story of the Friedrich Lele Rebbe. Friedrich Lele Rebbe was a Mordi Katsandik. You heard of the Friedrich Lele Rebbe? It was a Mordi Katsandik. Lived here in the Lotus. The Ishala King Kodesh. It's very Baba Sali, you see how Tzadikim around the world, he was very, very old already. It's a nice idea, Yedua, but he's printed on the Sefer already, because the Sefer came out on the Friedrich Lele Rebbe. People knew him, he died about 15 years ago. And he was a friend of Baba Sali. Baba Sali, you have heard of him. Here, Baba Sali was Mordik in the Baal Shem Tov, he was called Kulei Shakur on the Terez of Baal Shem Tov. You know that? He had Mamel Melech on his table, and Tanya on his table. He came to Ezra, he moved the first day to Rishon LeZion. He heard somebody came up to him and said that I'm not sure, he said something which sounded upstairs, it's not just for Baal Shem Tov. He didn't sleep that night in Rishon LeZion. That day he moved to Nativa, so he can't even sleep in that such a time of the day. Mordechai, he has a grandson of David Abu Chatzef from Ariya. You heard of it? It's called Kuwait. Very, very big. Tanya, the Baba Sali said, "Sprint the Savior." Told him, "Moshe Rabbeinu, this is one word to this called Tanya, Eish, fire." Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "So you know, Friedrich Lele Rebbe was very, very close. They used to meet for hours together without saying a word to each other. A humble dikavachim. Once in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So the Lele Rebbe was very often in Iran. He spent a long time in Iran. He had a little room there, and he said, and Moshe Rabbeinu in a bed. He was lying in bed all day. He's in Iran. Baba Sali was in the Tibet also. Also a half not here anymore. And he said he has to see the Lele Rebbe now. So he was sugar. He was shvach. And he had to go to Iran. He wanted the same words. He has to go there. So he went there. And they had to make a long story short. So he went there. And they went into the room. Baba Sali was in bed. And they put Leyan down. And Lele Rebbe was in bed. They didn't speak a word to each other. They looked at each other for a few hours. On the way back, Baba Sali says, "Ah, count the money. You can't measure it." This is what so much the Baba Sali said. Baba Sali said the following words. Baba Sali said, "We decided just now the Iran-Iraq war has to carry on, and the war broke off again." The night of Shalayim, printed on the Savior with Aaron Koenig. It's all they hear. This is, I knew them as well. Their brothers, the lovers, the brothers, the lovers, the son of Hashem. But it's not even printed on the Savior. Tzadikim, they run the world. And I'm saying, so what I want to say, man. So I want to tell you something about the Lord of the Rebbe. That's the assault. But I want to tell you, something wichtig is that.
Don't see me, right?
Ah, that's right, yeah. Somebody came in, and Baba Salmi got up and screamed, "Go out of here, go out of here, go out of here." He screamed, and you know, Ramshi was coughing. Nobody understood this, but the Esther, nobody understood. Later he told the mayor's son, he said that, they said that the fellow was Mamish, whatever the case was, but somebody said a sword. It's a clip of some malchabola. We don't know somebody, so saw something black coming in with him. He said he couldn't take any clothes and talking to the man himself. He was talking to that someone was malava that man when he came in. He said, "Well, I wasn't talking to the man. This is the Aveira and the man. It's two separate things." So I'm chasvishalom call him back on the car. I wasn't talking to the man. The chlal was talking to him. My father saw. My father was there. My father was monitoring. So my father saw. He was by the end of Rabbi's tish. So a man came into tish. My father was very hurt by it. I mean, he felt very bad for him. So a man came in. There it got up also. My mom just got wild. He said, "It's a God sign. Nobody knew my father. I know my father was there." And father went back. He said, "How can you know my father?" What the Pnimi? The Pnimi saying in there, he wasn't talking to that man. So he can't see around anybody. So he can see there are. There is a clip in the world. But that's that. And that's that. So the people haven't got the stuck with so the tzaddiki emes. As far as they see around, this person's round, this is round. Well, Indian and Rav Chava came out, killed Mechaitim years and years ago, before Samech, and before these Moisim Shabbos, people said, "Man, what are you sick of these people for? Everybody was mistakes." For the whole Indian, the Rav said, "This is the Baruch Tshuva." "Not the Baruch Tshuva, these people, this person's a Lachal Shan, man." The people send down tzaddiki emes, so don't see around. They don't see around. Maybe they can be the ones who can bring down a hashpa of kill of care, he has a shurish and Hashem, and they only see toiv in a person. That's mamash. The last 10 years, 20 years, all the care that's going on in the world, I'm saying, it's all coming from the Hashem, and he more down, No, you look at the Yid differently, because Ra, there's a bears, but every Yid, Tzali doesn't see the people. You couldn't persuade him that Yid was Ra. You couldn't persuade him that all different types of people came to him. You couldn't persuade him that Yid was Ra, because the Tzadik and was only see mamash, the toiv and toiv. I have to show you on the mind of Yisrael, Khalia was by once, and they wrote down the talk that they had together. And my love Yisrael, my love Yisrael, they never couldn't hear anything. But that's a tzaddik emes. You made a tzaddik emes to somebody who's kol kulei toiv. You made against him. There has to be. In other words, you always find that it's not known. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that the start of the paragraph was saying that Rishon snugged into the tzaddik. Then the tzaddik can elevate them. And nevertheless, above in the Sein Rabbim, he said, "A petach hatas remes." And I'm saying, Rabbim, you'll always find the shkorim and lashon hara and shinus. And he's there, nimshach shmedav lashon hara al Hashem v'al Mashiachoy. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu aram the Mashiach Hashem tzadik gadol. Umedav er tzadik lashon hara v'doifi. Ki kamo yishah ha'odam hu, kach hu roye. Tzadik einu ro shum ra. Tzadik bin sira. Machmas shekudushas oira boir shefeya b'soichoy. Toiv ha'amiti shoyer b'kirvoy. Az b'chol mokam ha'shiifne v'yistachel einoi roi ela ha'toiv. Doesn't see Rabash. Rosha roya b'chinosa. Ki yev shal ha'tzadik shal yir ha'shemetz mineyu. Kuma shal chosa ki odo v'ein tzadik. Yoretz ha'shiyazim tevi leyechto. V'chetze minoshan v'chasson. Is yet to have brilliant glasses to see if the Shemet of Ra and the Tzadik. What's the Tzadik? The Tzadik is going to the Chas V'Shem, he never chayt it. But there's a cloud of the Haran, the main Tzadik, Rashi Yaz, Tevel Leyech. So Moshe Rabbeinu had it with Meim Riva, with all his Kavodas, with Hashem Shabayim. Every Tzadik has a tia, somewhere where there's Vatid be a mitzvah, but they're not in Avera. Oops, and the Rosh Hashanah, all the Rosh Hashanah in the Tzadik is that. Didn't see anything else. He says, "Why? This person's a Russian. Why? Because he's a episode of Marshall in a tzaddik where the Russians go fully black and he sees a tiny bit of light. Tzaddik. He doesn't only see the light. And Fakir, somebody in Russia, somebody's going to speak to Russian. So he'll find the chassan, and that's all he sees. So then, I don't go into detail, but it's mamish. You see, it's unbelievable. You see how emes it is, and we've seen it in the door, unbelievable. I mean, in both ways, you see it. It's a moedikazach. It's made of a Rosh Hashanah, a malshin alav kahina v'kahina. I feel like Zovim even lies, Masha Ein Bo. Even lies. V'im kein yevshal ha'tzadik la'loisa. When that goes about, when there's so much more shinas, lashon hara on a tzadik, there's yevshal ha'tzadik la'loisa. Tzadik can't be malad. Machmas shu nifad men of the tachlus ha'perid v'richuk, because he's nifad men of the tachlus ha'perid v'richuk. Ah. And it's not people don't realize the people don't realize the destructiveness of being of the Hisman has been to the Tzadik Emes and the Modaris. Because so many people, with this Tzadik as a Kurech to be Malah, so many people, Shadis and the Sultan sees to it that there's a Tzadik in order that those Rosh Hashanah won't be done to the Tzadik. They're not going to the Tzadik, they don't have an Aliyah. So if somebody speaks Rosh Hashanah on the Tzadik, has to realize that not only is he speaking Rosh Hashanah on the Tzadik, he's destructive, there's a Neshama that are waiting for Tikkun. On this door, with this Tzadik, they could have had a Tikkun. Maybe the Russian won't be punished from Avera. Why won't he be punished from Avera? Because he's not done to the Tzadik. You've taken a threat and you've snipped the kesher that this Russia can have with the Sherish and Rishon and Tzadik. So a gewaltig Ashkos. You know, Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, Nishmosa begins in Meroim in Oma, Pirish HaAn, Pirish HaShas, Yerotzen Shiyei Moir Shamayim Aleichem Kamoir Basavadon. Yerotzen that the Moir Shamayim should be Kamoir Basavadon. So that's already in Mishnah. In other words, the person is, that's already in the morning. Moir Shemayim, Kamoir Basavadon. What's the shot? He tells us from Yechem Zakadin, says to Tamidim. So he said to him, Rebbe, that's all. We shouldn't finish him. Hold on him. Halavai, you should have that. So he brings them about Shema Kodesh. Kishodom Reitz Alav, Amber Chas Vashon. That's what we read on Amber Chas Vashon. Mishabes Atman, Chad Vichadon. Wants to do an Avera. He hides the Chadrich Adam, the fellas all of Yira, and his Dama with the Mioina, and he was in his Dama and his Dimin Kilo Roinois, and the fellas all of Yira. In other words, the person wants to be over an Avera, and he hides himself the Chadrich Adam, suddenly has a Yira, and he feels that somebody's watching him. The person doesn't want anybody to watch him, he hides, but he feels somebody's watching him. Why does he feel somebody's watching him? He knows that nobody's there. Why is he always scared that somebody's watching him? He knows that nobody's there. He, his muzzle, knows that somebody is there. Who's there? Kodesh Baruch Hu. He knows that he left Asar Panamine. There isn't an area which is free. So even if he's not attending now, he's hiding to do a Moed HaKavera. He fell into the Mokum HaKlippus. He's hiding, he wants to do a Moed HaKavera. And he's B'chadrach HaDorim, impossible that anybody can see him. There's brick, metal, iron walls all around him. But nevertheless, he's petrified to do it because somebody's watching him. Who's telling him that somebody's watching him? If he knows that nobody's watching him, nobody's watching him. Chas V'Shalom. Da, Ayin Roya, Vaizen Shemaz, Mazu, there is Neshama telling him. Must be that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Loi kin loi adam nimtza. If Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't be there, so the room wouldn't exist. If the room exists, and he's there in that room, must be that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Afba veri yishchias aboyre gam kein shom kaviyoch. Even in Avera, there's a chias aboyre gam kein kaviyoch. Avera has chias aboyre. When you imara the chias aboyre, doesn't does tshuva. Doesn't does tshuva. So you know what he's doing? He's taking his malad and likus from a mokum of Shoshayach, where the likus was jailed, stuck, exiled, galus, and an aver. And a person does that. A person does aver and does tshuva. So the person does tshuva in the aver. The zodin becomes a tshuva in the aver. The zodin becomes a mitzvah, which means he's malad and likus from that nidrik of mokum, and he's malad into the mitzvah. I call upon him. The aver is also bechias. Rosh ain't right to bechias. Rosh doesn't want bechias. Asheshom me'aboyer. The mapilech asheshom me'hobin. The Rosh doesn't want bechias. In other words, he'll do that bear anyways. Ah, he knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Horaya, because he's scared that somebody's watching him. Who's he scared of? Must be that he's scared that Kodesh Baruch Hu left us upon him in it. So why does he do that bear? The Rosh is, he still does that bear. Instead of keeping himself back from doing that bear and being malad, because the bear from the Kippur, he does that bear. He's a Rosh. Hine. Zesh mefelos olav yira kanal hu she yira el yoyna mitzimtzemes is atme le mokam ahu le oyra. He says the yira el yoyna which is mitzimtzem. You see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the the Yirel Yonas Mitzamtzemes Lo Oire Roisoi She Yiparet Mishom In HaKlippes V'lo Yasena Zeh Chiyas Averim. That's the Chiyas Averim. What's the Chiyas Averim? Harry, a person has to live to do the Averim. He doesn't die when before he does the Averim. What's the Chiyas Averim? The Yirel Yonas. So if somebody's watching him, the Yirel Yonas, which is mislavished through Tzimtzum, until he's, the joke tells him that a human being, his eyes are watching him. It really is coming from a Yirel Yonas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching him. So in other words, that's the Chiyas of Averim. That's the Chiyas of Averim. There's a Yirel Yonas, which is in Tzimtzum sometimes. That Yirel Yonas, it's a Lekus. So there is a Kus, which is in Slavish and Tzim. That gives him Chayas to the Averim. So he doesn't do that, and that's coming to me more Averim. So come more to Gazach. God is a boy in the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamesh Vashas within the Averim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down a Lekus. He sends on a Gilei Shechina to that Mokim. To me more Averim. He said to him, Kaviyoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't do the Avera, you're taking a chilek from the kus, you're freeing Azan glues the chilek from the kus, you're freeing from the clip in you're being mallet. Because Baruch Hu sends that down, Shasi's not even Avera, but Baruch Hu says, I'm sending down a gilei the kus to be Mokvira, you're not to do the Avera. Kapele Ploim, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh Rachmon is Lonnish. The Mamshech Kav Yochel, the Nitzitz HaKodesh, the Mokvira Klip, the Chas Vashal, the Rachmon is Lonnish. He does the Avera, he takes more of the kus that was there. Harry, the kus that was sent down was in order that he should be able to moitzi the lekus which was ready in there, and that's going to be mala with the new lekus that came down from him, like the eish is yered and hashemayim and the eish was the matan, and they both go up together. Shvoch is cool. In this avir, this chiyus of Shvoch. Shvoch sends down a year of its intent to pick up that chiyus and not to do the avir, and that's going to free the lekus which is stuck inside the ma'isa avir, the potential ma'isa avir, and it's going to go up with the year of the yena, which is in tzemtzemes lamata, instead of taking the kus with the onion, putting up, he takes the new other kus and he pushes that down into the mokum akut as well. Masha Yirel Yen in a palace by Yoshev Naver. Why doesn't Yirel Yen not? Why is it not poiling him? Ki brisa loshen, brisa ma'aver mechubonim yachad al edish pogam be brisa loshen. Yikoshel gamkin brisa ma'aver. Because he spoke Roshan Hor and Tzadikim. He speaks Roshan Hor, Zeh or Shoim Shema Shinim ala Tzadikim, and Matamim is PM, with a diamond Tamim Brissa Mu'ura Gamkin, and as Brissa Aroyas of Makam Erva, and Ura. So Murad Gazach, do you know why he says, Murad Gachidish from Marinayim? Do you know why that Yirel Yaina that's coming from Shaman is not going to be Poland? It's not going to be Poland in Russia, he's going to do that there anyways. You know why? Because there's a Brissa Peh, the Peh is a Petach, and the Makam Erva is also a Petach. Somebody who's both called Bris, they made us somebody who's Malsh speaks Lashon Hara and Tzadik, somebody who's Malsh and speaks Lashon Hara on the Tzadik Hador, they made it him. So he was Moshe Chalosa in that Bris of the Peh. They made it, that's why that's not going to tie, he's going to go through the tie. He doesn't speak Lashon Hara and Tzadik, he's a Tzadik, the Korach of Tzadik. Korach of Tzadik has a Korach to Shlem, he spoke Lashon Hara and Tzadik. Like we said before, what happens if he speaks Lashon Hara and Tzadik? He really hasn't got that's Nitak, the Maila, the Kesha with the Tzadik. The tzaddik can be mala in him. He made of his malchin on the lashon hara, the petach, chatzach, and chatzos roivis. He made the pel, the peshel amata. We'll go straight into the clip and we'll do that there. It's a scary, it's more like it's sharp like anything. It's a mamish. Person has to be careful with his mouth. Zeh gam kim pirush haposuk. Mashgiach alach menach alaynetz metzis and menach harakim. Hu kamo ish aksavdi. So yira al yeyno etzam tzemes is atzma. So uyu es adam. The yira al yeyno. That's what it means. Mashgiach alach menach alaynetz metzis and menach harakim. The yira al yeyno is metzam tzemes itself. And uyu ed adam. Boyfin shenidmele keilu echot mistakel menach alaynetz metzis and menach harakim. It doesn't feel that somebody's looking in. It can't come in. It's mitzit, but it can't come in. Zeh shoyme pivul shoyne shoyme mitzoras nashim. Shame and people are shame. Somebody's shame his mouth and his lashon is shame is guarding himself from tzoras nafshim. The tzoras perish. Nafshim needs of a tzimtzum. Shle yovel chishach a tzimtzum. Ah. Tzoras lashon needs of. Shame his mouth. Shle yovel chishach mitzumtzum. Oy min lashon tzoras kapshutoy. Moshe makosav to make again of biyada veinenu behavi. That's what it means. The person is shame is piv. If he's not shame piv, chas v'shalom, he's soisim piv. Blocking his. Blocking that. He's blocking. The aura is blocking the cracks for the aura to come in. Doing a tshuva, she's doing this master like a schuyas. Zodan becomes zochias. The various the mazits become mitzvahs. Oven a double. Achakia ki achash amana she's toiv b'chol dover af baveira. Achshle rotsa liris a toiv boisei pam. They won't see the toiv. Nachmas she timei bris haloshu. Oz achakia kshab haloshu v'nitz apiv. Sakin es ashe eves. And he uses his bear. He's careful. Azay male ha toiv ahu shab aveira. He is malah the toiv in the aver shadocha esim koydeh on the sake in the toiv ahu alidei charot ha-gemura and melev ara nifad ma toiv and noifil ha-matah and the toiv has an aliyah and melev that's the pshat when the zomim comes the schuyas and the chelot of leikus that was pushed out into the klippah is now forget through the tshuva as it separates the ra from the toiv and the toiv now has an aliyah. So if you wouldn't have done that aveira, the kus would mean you have to have somebody to go to be more to bring up the aleikus. So maybe if he wouldn't have done that, there wouldn't have been an oil. But now that he did the Avera, now he did Shuvah Mi'ava, Shuvah Mi'ava, Ava Luiz and Oshun. That's almost to go off. That's almost to go off. The year of the Chinez year is not to. Ava is such a quick. Double Tachach, go closer, curious, because they get closer, they go higher. And then schleps up the faith. And the Ra has in a feeder, the Ra is Nechba Me'elof, it's just destroyed. Zev Vadai, Eka Linsa Bris Aloshin, I'm over. Eka is the guard that has his Bris Aloshin in the mouth. And the Mela, I'm over, and Mela, the other Bris, Kumash, Oma Kosov, and like Bris Yemen, I know, Tadik, Shashem, and the Fog, and Likra Tadik. Zev, the Chu, one name, Shimuli, the Chu, like you asked before, why did you say the Chu? The Chu, and Mokum Shatam Hulchim. Oh yeah, Philip Shatam Hulchim, Yemeni, Ach, Beretz, Mlaba, and Vera, Chasashon, Besom, Zbeva, Vera, Ach, Yira, Sashem, it's going to the year alone. Who, even if you're going in a bad path? And you didn't see that. Why didn't you see? Because of the, you weren't shame the pair. And you spoke Lashon Hara about the tzaddik, and you made out the tzaddik can be malayu, and you can mock him a chakach, sumi rav asay toy. Asay Lashon Tikkun. Sakin es a toy validea charot. Naziva samayis and rom, then bakish aloim. Doshu chazal, bakish b'mokim zeh. Vrat fu b'mokim achim. Bakish aloim, bakish b'mokim zeh. Verot fu, bakish means look for it because it's there in front of you. And verot feo means always when you pursue something, so you're pursuing something that's not in front of you. Or are you pursuing it? Must be somewhere else. Bemokamach, sholim rashim shlemes, shetirdev shlemes aboyish, ispashit machusoy b'chol advorim. Gam beklippas tirel ahamlech zamboyere, shle tifkam chasushan rakshi yeshlemes utakbiya atoyba hulishar shem. I'm responsible for the Moshe Nahar Moshe Rabbeinu Madua Tisnasu the prayer is made by Moshe Omnav Mohoid Korach Madua says Madua Tisnasu how a person can be misled, how to murder can be Yitzhar and can mislead the person. Korach was a Gvaltili Mensh Gvaltili Madrega he was a Menoise Ora and Kushba and the prayer he was singing shares on the Vim Shashar Rashia Yitzhar can mislead somebody and Moshe Rabbeinu pink the middle Moshe Rabbeinu pink the middle Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Omnav Mohoid is anything else about Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't say Madua is not because it's such a sheker, it's such an often sheker. Yisrael Petruch believes that Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom is once pride, once covet. Yisrael is now in the Yisrael. Moshe Beish, Moshe Onav Moid in Kolonim. And Betach, the Klal Yisrael knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was Onav Moid. Betach, he wasn't misnasa over Klal Yisrael. He was Onav Moid, he let everybody come to him and everything. And Yisrael says Madua is not so. See how the Yitzhar works on a person. Works on a person not to see the emes, not to see. So I'm going to say in this week's parasha, we see how Pasha the Yitzhar blinds a person. Madua is not so. Everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Eshmo Yisha on the fact that we say Madua is not so. The Koyach thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to be Misna. Blind. That's what he's saying. The oil of Moshe Rabbeinu is oil of Anova. As a blind person can see it. There might be once when Moshe Rabbeinu said that one might have said one thing once during his lifetime that might have looked like absurd. For us, it wouldn't have been called a snafu. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega was called. He said Shimon HaMoirim once. Oh, Koyach only sees that. Do what is not the Gan Hashem. Look what a terrible thing it caused. Look what Magefa caused in Klal Yisrael. Look at even so many Gedol Hador, the Rishon and Sanhedrin. It comes to Shinas, it comes to being fighting against the Tzadik and Emes. This is Murdika blind. So it's wrong, like Rishon saying that the biggest riot is that Korach couldn't see the Anova of Moshe. See the Lomdus, the Gadlus, the this and that, hack against something else. You don't hack against something that everything's so clear that he hasn't got this concern. No, I do have this Nasa of Rishon. Altogether, can blind the person when it comes to Lashon Hara and Tzadik HaEmes. And so what you do with that? Avram Sarah was the good from the Shom. Therefore the Avram Sarah, the good from the Shom, the tikkun of the good from the Shom, it goes together. That was the beginning of Avram Sarah. That's what we discussed. The Hoyu Lebosa Echot was Avram and Sarah. That was the beginning of the skullless between the different nefesh. The Tikkun Achot of Odin, where the different nefesh was separate. Because Avram and Sarah was the beginning of the different nefesh. That's why Avram and Sarah was the first one who was buried with Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava was the Hoyu Akin Yazar, which is all the Imam. We said about Adam and Chava. Sarah was the goof that was the Tikkun Achot, the goof that was the skull into the Neshama of Avram and Vino. Made it there for that's where she was buried. They were buried in Amas Machpelah. Adam and Chava, Rashi says there. Shein Am Kiryat Arba, Shein Arba Zugois, Shein Nikbul Sham Esh Veishtoi. Double Russian. Arba Zugois, Nikbul Sham Esh Veishtoi. Arba Zugois, Nikbul Sham. Why do you have to say Esh Veishtoi? So that was the tikkun of Esh Veishtoi. Esh Veishtoi is the Dovak, Akin Yazel, which is all the Vimoy, the Dovak, the Ishtoi. Why you go to Echad? We discussed already once. Avram and Sora went through the whole Pasuk. Akin Yazel, which is all the Vimoy, the Vimoy, Hashem, Lavram, Lech Lecham, Yad, Lecham, Lech Lecham. Right? The Dovak, the Ishtoi. That's the beginning of Avram Avinu says he stopped and came and took Sarah and took him to Pari. Why took him to Pari? Avram Asar had these Messianists. Why? Because the Satan was the Nachash was trying to get tear away the Vedolak Vishtoi. Avram Avinu said Dafka then Pari Hina Neidati Kisha Yifas Mario. He didn't mean Chas V'Shalom physical beauty. He meant the beginning of Vedolak Vishtoi. There was almost the sea, almost reaching the Tachlis of Vedolak Vishtoi. Oops, Pari came and took her away and tried. So that was the beginning. And then they had Yitzchok, because then there was the king of the Ha'il Bas Echad, like Rashi says. The Ha'il Bas Echad is Hashem Avlat, Rashi says in that passage. So Ram and Sarah went through the whole passage. Okay, Niyazah, which is all the Imay, the Dalak, the Ishka, the Ha'il Bas Echad. So the passage after that, Rashi's, we give the Nachash Ayaram, Nikola Chayas. The Nachash going against that passage, he's trying to stop Ram Avinu at every stage. And the first Nisayin was leaving his Malapacha, but he reached the Ha'il Bas Echad. When? Through Yitzchok. Sarah thought of what? Sarah thought Yitzchak was shechted. What does Rashi say? She heard that Sarah, that Yitzchak was shechted. Yitzchak was shechted. They don't have a vlad. They don't have a vlad. There's no kiyum of Ha'il Bas Echad. There's no kiyum of Ha'il Bas Echad. So the whole life's journey from Alken Yazavish didn't reach the Tachlis. She died. When we wanted to show, of course you reach the Tachlis. I'm not going to bury you together with you, together with Adam Achava. That was the Tachlis, to show that the Emes reached the Tachlis. That's the beginning of the Guf and the Neshama being discovered together. So the Shom and Nikol Avram, the Shom is called Avram. Vieira Eilof, the Eloine Mashon, the Eloine Adosh, the Pershke, the Boyer Boruch, the Mishro Eilof, the Philip of Goyd Lamar, the Shvoch Stil Mishyor Eilof, now he goes back to what he said before, even the greatest rebellion. Ach Imkei Noma Leifel Boy. Ah, yeah, 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 so why isn't it Poyol? The Omer Vahu, Hirsha Yitzahora Yeshiv Pesach Oil, Huapeh, Yitzahora is Yeshiv Pesach Huapeh, Shetime Adibim. Ain Mavoy, the Kedushas Abayr, Love the Toychan. There's no Mavoy, there's no entrance for the Kedushas Abayr. Ay, ay, ay. Ficha Kachoyim Ayim, therefore Shemacham in Aveir. Because then the other pair, the other bris, that's Mishamim, Taiva. Kind of echo linsayer piv in the shine of all the three for the other part. Mordica Shafka, Mordica Shafka, the lips. Shame of piv in the shine. Always find it's Mordica, it's against Tzadiki Emes in every door. There's this nuggets and it's so powerful and such a Mesa Mashkas that can't get the Rishon, can't get the Rishon to be picked up. So I'm Mordica Zach. Yeah, so if you want to see the Tzadikei Emes, the Tzadikei Emes, they're the ones that always had this nagdus, and they're the ones that never answered back on this nagdus. This is Pelin, this is Gambrus, this is Gambrus. They never answered back. Everybody, people can hack and hack and hack. Never answered back. Never said anything. They're the Shemei people in Shemei. The end of the day is their koyach is a spashit and it's not in Metzliach. The other tzaddikim is always on the yonah. But the damage that is done can sometimes be moedic, sometimes be terrible damage. As long as you see the Tamid Masham to feed all the doors, the last one, the Tamid, he writes to these people, don't answer them, snuggle, don't answer them, live nicely with them, even whatever they hack you and however they hack you, live nicely with them. And come on, that Moshe Weber told me, he was once by, in America about Sheva. Somebody in America, I said, Rob in America, so wrote a letter against Bal Sheva, so Moshe Weber went to the Rebbe and asked him, what's your. I was a chas hashem to answer, just do me one favor. Find out that person's name and his mother's name because I'm to double for him. That person wrote a letter against you. What is any one thing you want? What? That person's name and his mother's name because you want to double for him. So DKM is this toiv, they only see toiv. I mean, that's, you know, I'm going into detail, but that's. I was 4 years of being in literature and Gates said that I came to Meir when there was a whole. I don't go into detail, but that's when I saw Mamish, without knowing this Moriah Naim, that's exactly what I saw. So it's not this, at the end, it didn't make sense. And people could talk against it, so be careless. Pink with things that they haven't got. Pink with things that they haven't got, and then I saw the shekel was so goldy via dua. Mamish the Emes. Mamish the Emes. I researched, I went around, spoke to Gedolim, and it was so Emes. I thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for it, you know. Ever since then I've seen it. The more I look into it, the more you look into these inyonim, the more you see Pella, people talking against him. That Shmerel talking against the ring, and he was Moichel al Abayin, he never ever said a word, and Fakert, he was poor, never to answer. He used to say that Tzimach Tzedek said, I know Paul of the Yomama. In the Gemara and Bamatzia, Paul of the Yomama, Paul of the Yomama, Paul of the Yomama. We're here to light the world up, to shine the world up, we're here to make oil and to make Choshech. Wouldn't answer, didn't let anybody answer. You know, when people were hacking against him, you know, people came in, and the correspondent, you know, newspaper people said, what's your answer on this, what's your answer on that? Not only nothing. And with him as a Moed Gazach, he was somebody who had the whole, you know, shluchim spanning the whole world, and being the kind of people. So, King Zion, a terrible kid. You're going to answer back. You're going to fight. What's going to happen to all these bad children? You're going to go with them. Shvach will take care of it. It's a Moed Gazach. Only somebody who was Miskavan El Emes. That's what I heard myself from Gedolim. From literature Gedolim. Only when a person is Miskavan El Emes, can a person have that Koyach Elin to be Mamish. Not to say a word, forget him, Lamed Schusim them. And he was all the whole time being Lamed Schusim them. They don't mean it. These people don't mean it, and they don't know. And they don't mean it, and they don't know. And you know, people said such childish things against him, and you know, he wouldn't answer. You know, he could have given an answer, stammered, a pasha answer. Nothing. That's a tzaddik emes. two reasons why the tzaddik in this. First of all, because if this nakus is against him, that must be why he's a tzaddik in as well. As we've seen him in other svarim, I'm worrying, the tzaddik writes the holding of Lisavara, Eish, Bachol, Mesh, Visechim, the Kechel, Tzaddikim, the people make machlekas against them. They're the ones who put out the machlekas, Lisavara, Eish, Bachol, Mesh, Visechim, and the Kechel, Tzaddikim, the whole of Maimon. All the svarim, Gosh, and Avid, and Maimon, and Melech, and a few places. You see it over here as well. I'm seeing it. See, that's a revolting koch, murder koch, murder koch. I went to Rabbi Freeman. I told you about Rabbi Leib Freeman. Yeah, Tzadik lived in Kiryat Sanz. I went to him and said, well, this whole koch is going on. I went to him once. I was crying. I said, you know, we can die. Why is the world like this? Tell me a murder koch. He told me a peledik is zach that I haven't told anybody, but I'll tell you how peledik it was. He told me to fax that night to the Brown Sugar what he told me. He told me a murder kasot, which, you know, I remember that moment I went to his mamish. I can't repeat it, so mamish I get emotional. Over the, he told me a peledik he saw about the tzidkus of a tzaddik emes that is, he told me to write to secret. I should fax the Brown Sugar that night what he told me. Peledik is zach, he told me. You know, I came out of there, it's a double power. I mean, it's whatever. And I called Bonin, you see a more than Lach, you see a Tamirim Hashem HaKodesh. The way that's not this that they had, and that slacha that they had, that slacha being the power of people to drink us in the Kodesh Baruch, to go to the coast of Kodesh Baruch. But it says, somebody showed me the research, I don't even know if it was from a researcher said that he doesn't remember in all the Goyisha revolutions and everything, there was never a revolution where there was a koyach of one man of Hashem HaKodesh. In those days, spread like wildfire, that people would adopt him, the greatest of sons, they saw it all, they can't describe it. They can't describe it. They're adopted him. Tzadik emes. People who are looking for an emes. People who are bakish's emes find a moridic or in a moridic emes. So it's mamish. I can't tell you how, you know, Baruch Hashem, I say every day, you know, Shreinim Atev Chukinu, you know, that Kodesh Baruch, I don't know how, Kodesh Baruch, mamish is moridic me to emes, Tzadik emes. Signs of fact that it made the difference in my life, and it made the difference in everything, but it gave me the schus to be done with Tzadik emes. And you know, it's a double pellet. I don't like talking about myself and saying about things, but it's a double pellet. So it's a double pillar. You know, I mean, twice to the tzien. This time I came to the tzien and slept the night before, and I went away the whole morning. I was in shul and slept for the night. And it was the next morning. I hadn't slept for 2 nights. And I'm not with Bukhram to the home. I went to the tzien there. I can't describe it. She knows. Buckets of tears. And I felt like I came out of there. I went with the book and went to another room there. I was talking to Vitaire for an hour and finished that thing. I don't describe it as a pillar because I'm saying so. Avoid of what we have to come up from this is right. Avoid of a poor man, she's the Mishalis in Yudin. Baruch Hashem, we have the Zeuchat have Tzadiki Emes, and the Zeuchat have them as your Zeidu. And I'm saying this, the Godel has supposed to be Dovet Tzadiki Emes. You see, the Godel has supposed to be Roshoim to be Dovet to Godel Emes. If the Roshoim have a Moedek Eschus, and a Moedek Hatzola, and a Pidya Nefesh to be Dovet to Tzadiki Emes, Rachas Kama, people who are Baruch Hashem, you know, who are not Roshoim Gemorim, and they understand more, because it's a Moedek Ezech. One sees the more ones, you know, the more one sees it, it's not just something that's precarious, the more, and it's gonna, and the emes is gonna come out, in other words, it's a crack, and they want to close that crack. Suddenly the whole thing breaks through, and the oyer is bekeah, kashemesh, betzorayim. And that's mamish I see today. It's quite, you see them the same thing, it's the same thing, in Oman, 12,000 people, when they sit on there, they're preparing next year for 15,000 people. He had his nagdusmas, and the originals were very against him. It's their chavoid, I'm saying, against their chavoid. A man who 200 years later would have adat, it's not even called a hatzlocha, but there's a tzimoyin for him, coming, where's it coming from? He hasn't been here for so long. The longer he's not here, the more it's a pillar, because you see the pshat is the Hisnakis, in other words, you see, this is the door where it's just burst open. And there's all these Mashamas of all these Tzadikim and Mashamas that come in the late, Mamash, the later door, the last door in the Gula. The door, the Mashamah that Rizal and the Mashamah of Hashem Tov, these are doors from much earlier. The Hashem Tov was the Talmud from Achia Shilaini. Hold on, this one, he learned from Achia Shilaini. Achia Shilaini was by Roman ben Avot, and that door of Nach. He's talking about the Shom was coming from thousands of years before. The Shvach was Shoyselem in Mishdaran's Doris before. But it took time, it took Doris for such an Shom which is out of proportion to the door. It takes time for such an Shom to be able to have a Shvach on a door. It's coming out of proportion. The Shvach of Bogan Dantim, Chaim Vital writes about the Shom of Arizal, the Tzuah didn't Shom of Hashem Tov. But that the reason why this had to happen is because I could shrug to step the door. Came to such a door shuffle, I could shrug to sit down a shuns, and I'm going to push the door to Mashiach. It took a few generations. This is Mamash, and this, you can see Mamash, this is the door. But those for me, those Tzadikim and Kedoshim there. They landed. They landed, and the oil is especially Mardi Gazak, sometime last week this year, Chabad made 2,400 storm Seders in around the world. 2,400 storm. Father told me, telling his daughter was somewhere in Russia. He said they were expecting nobody. They meet themselves from Boston, the place in Russia. He said they had so many people that came on Thursday, and some people closed their shops in Yom Tov, and complete shy. A lot of Israelis came, and never. Morning, he said it was so you see that Kedusha now spread wildly. And it's shown this is almost the door where the Koyach of Tzadikim is coming out and snuggles, and you know it's broken through every obstacle, every hurdle that was placed before it. And you want to have blindness, we have to be Oisek in there. We have to Oisek in Izionim, Oisek in the Hiroas, what he said. And it gives us a Moridik, how much carries you, I'll come from the Shalom. Vekas in Tzadikim. Which carries you on. Don't tell you the Shema, it's not only really, I'm talking about Tanakhna, I'm talking about Shem Tov, which is giving examples for how there is a little bit of Nika and so. But the Chalal, it doesn't tell you in the Shema, it's double to all the Shema of the Shem. Every Amara, every Tanakh, every Amara he learns to, he's double to that Shema, like I said before. Double to that Shema means it's Amara, it's a Aliyah, it's a Jalav, it's a Chiv, it gives you a Malayla, it's a Minister, 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 it's a At times people told me time is about Shemba that he is missing out there. Paul Zech was never a man with such a passion. Never a man with such a passion as a job at a hat. And he never wanted anything. And in his house there was no furniture. He used to walk in the streets always by himself. And he helped people carry suitcases. As well, he helped people carry suitcases in the streets. And then he went everywhere himself. Till he was very old. They had a car taking him. He walked in the streets on his own. He helped children cross the road. There was never someone with such a passion. But Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you know Moshe Rabbeinu told him. So Moshe Rabbeinu told me that he told the Sahara. Rabbi, the Friday of the Sahara Rabbi, told him, come leave you, Bay Yechidus. Now I'm going back to the Sefer. Rabbi takes the chair, gets up on the shelf, and takes the Sefer. It's such a passion. So he goes to the Chala. The first 10 years, he had his table next to the door. And you come in, there's a table next to the door. Now they're right at the back, and you come to this magic, you had a little table, and that's where he stood. And there was never a greater rebel, such a passion. Like, you know, and his mum's like that, his mum's like this, as he said, oh, he's such a passion. I saw myself in the people came around there, the Shabbos lunch, Shabbos Echtevile, a group of people from France came. The first 20 minutes of the talk, Terry said in French. And he's got a few thousand people there, and there were groups of French about each other who came. He spoke so much French. You know, it's a fascination, it was such a thing as you know, he never wanted his voices to be, you know, like that. So, it was our passion, anything, not for a Yid, he cared about Yid, for a Shama. The mice is only cared for every Yid. Yeah, I had a chesed every Yid. A mikveh over here shouldn't close, a mikveh over there, and nobody asked him, he had his. it's a chumma, like, exactly every year. Hundreds of stories that people told me that Amish, by them was Bedivi Havoubdus, by them, they got, they never knew him, his messages, his brother phoned up, his secretary phoned up, that you go over here, there's a bocher, there's a girl going out with the girls, and Jewish, and this and that, you've got to be poiled, and you're not leaving them alone. How do you get them? Island over here, you've got a big coronation. A little child, a little Yiddish kinderloo, he makes a bracha lekeinu, melech oilo. He's mamlech a kodesh baruch hu, melech oilo. He's bringing down a kus, and the shkina melech oilo. I mean, the tiniest thing, the tiniest inyan is the hech inyan, every inyan of ruchnias is nitzchi. That was his halach. He gave every child money to give to stocker, half a dollar, whatever it was, to give to stocker. I mean, everything you can do, the tiniest mice, the tiniest thing is a hech. Those are the neshamas that the Hashem told them to meet the Hashem. There were millions of neshamas that the Mar Hashem saw, and so millions of Mar Oyle the neshamas is going to bring Klal Yisrael together. It's going to teach Klal Yisrael the kedusha of every voice, the mission of every pasuk, of every word in Torah. People only saw his cheshbon as much later on. Yeah, cheshbon is a bias from all the svarim. Most of the svarim should fill out your house with svarim. So it's good that the kids would learn the svarim. He said, have a tehillim in your chumash. He used to say that he stopped at a traffic light. La chumash, you can't la chumash. Say a pasuk in tehillim. Every mice of the kallis from dance. Every mice of the yid dance. Every tefillah, every chukka, every. That's what Hashem Tov was machadish. Hashem Tov was machadish. Hashem Tov was magala. All these mice. That even a pasuk to yid. The chukka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the care of him, it goes to the highest and choirs. And the Rosh Hashanah was Mechal Moses, he was bringing out all the tzitzis, he was bringing them back. These Rashanahs came down to this door, to these doors, to bring everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring them and them. And they have the choir to be mayor so far, that they're bringing even the lowest. And that's why these people have choir of Kirov, the Kirov, the Makaram people. People feel attracted. Why? They're attracted to it. Some people don't get far enough. Some people go a bit more sugar. it from it. But the Maisel is something in the Korah that they feel attracted to. So, Ari, you learn Mishnayas, you learn Chumash, you learn anything, Maisel Chesed, you won't be afraid of something. Yeah, but any Maisel Chesed, so everything in Ruchnias is Loilam Wad, is Netzach, Loilam Wad, everything in Ruchnias is nothing in Ruchnias, it is Netzach. And everything that isn't Ruchnias isn't Netzach. Because there's one word of Torah, a person goes into the street of Chesed, one word of Mishnayas, just imagine. Remember that he learns he's going to get the whole pshah of Schar Mitzvah. Schar doesn't lie outside the Mitzvah, it's all inside the Mitzvah. It doesn't mice eventually, because this is Hayyim Lassar. So this is he's doing now, the words was liquid inside them. Lo'ilam le'netzach mitzvachim zivu kainok and shechim and everything. Was one word of Torah. You know what lies in one word of Torah? That word that he learned of Torah was an aleph and a base. Aleph, he learns about a father. Aleph, what's an aleph? Aleph means an aleph. What is an aleph? Aleph is a yud elyona, a yud tachtoina, and a vav, and all that which is in this gala today. But all the rest is not this gala yet. That's the toif, the positive that we have to take out from the things. I'm moridik shtikul morinayim, which I thank you. I never had this morinayim. It's a moridik. He means, he also doesn't say it beferish. He means that's not the subject to the Baal Shem Tov. You see people stamhaking, talking there. In Baal Shem Tov, he never said a bet cholim. You know, there was a hospital in Bnei Brak, the Rav Shem hospital called Maina Yeshua. It's called Beis Rafua. I'm sure he never said the word cholim. Chas v'shalom, called Beis Rafua. It wasn't a word, he never said the word. Quite a few times on tapes, happy chamis. To say a word, check it. I read in the Torah about it, but you have to say it. What do you say? He once said, he once spoke on that itself. He says, you see the ikma kashvoch kama oisius. You know that this word. When you take the sipuri toira, the Torah teaching toira, you claw. You start saying that this carbon is a nena toira. So when it comes to halach, so if it's a nena toira, it's actually not toira. Actually, it's not tummy. In fact, halach is going to be very clear. It's a tummy. The hash is noyach. Saying the sipuri, which I am looking for tail. So then you have to say, Every tiniest, what was nitzke, the thing was cool, it was cool in nitzke. same bechen as you find by the tzaddikim. Hashem takes the makdish hours to amaratzim. Hashem takes the kodesh. The amaratzim is makdish hours to them. He saw only toiv in them. He saw they couldn't read. He saw that tzvilus, they're humming to the Baruch Hu. He used to tell his own tzaddikim, chassidim, that they're humming to the Baruch Hu. There's much higher than you. You know, they're humming. He saw the toiv. He saw the toiv. There's a gal of the oil in the breed and a gal of the toiv. But then it was kulei toiv, kulei oil, kulei positive. No chas v'shalom v'chilus, no chas v'shalom. Nothing negative about them. It's kulei oil, kulei oil, kulei oil. They're behalachim kai, they're hiddenness. Nothing was for themselves. Everything was, you say, lein v'reisi, it's a chazal, you say, lein v'reisi, ele l'shamish is koini. A yid is created l'shamish is koini. He's not created for himself. He's not created for his own this and his own that. That's our position. You see, they were the ones that had the slacha. The slacha that they had, the shemai that they had, was from Rabbi Levin Abishua. No one in the sack in the world. Hundreds of thousands of bad chillers all over the world. There's a bunch of sack in the world. Remember, I walked up on Moshe Weber once back from the Kaisel. I said, he still wouldn't talk a lot. He came up from the Tulin there, and he was supposed to be in the Tulin. I'm eating him. He came back and said, Shabbat. And then he was, you know, he was mishteimen azah atzlochem. In a heref, even the holy smartness of azah moide atzlochem. And the same is with all the tzaddikim, all the kedusha elin azah. That's all tamin of Hashem. Azah atzlochem. The Rambam azah atzlochem. And lifetimes people don't want to look at it. Azah atzlochem. And thousands of years later, that people are chai, people are living with the sefer Rambam. You see that a few days later. Even you see it later, it just meant it was a big neshama which was out of proportion to the door. It didn't have a siyashkus, the door wasn't a kli for it, it's not this and this and that trying to carry it on. Because it's such a big oil, eventually the harva and the art oil is doicha harva kosher. Eventually it lands with a bang. And that's what happens. It's finished off stone with a little something bought. Okay, that's the one that could have passed the which I wasn't going to discuss only because they came into here. But because we discussed that, we have to discuss something positive. Again, we're talking about Adam with the Moedig HaSovus. They'll say that the Pshad is that the world was created in Midas Adin. The difference between the Kohenim and the Levim, the Levim is Midas Adin. The Kohenim is Midas Rachim, arms or Erishon and Rede Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Levim, the Levim is the Midas Adin. The Kohenim is Midas Chesed, the Shiloh of the Kohenim and the Levim, that was the Midas Adin in the world, and the Midas Rachim in the world. Okay, that's why the Levim, Yaakov Avinu says to the Levim, Pashas Vayechi Achalkem B'Yaakov, Vachitzim B'Yisrael. Why? Because the Svarim HaKadosh Achalkem B'Yaakov, they can't be together. They couldn't have their own chilek. The Levim couldn't have their own chilek. And our Mikvah would never have a chilek, right? Because the Midas Adin on its own was born up. Midas Adin, Ein Oyechol, you can't have to have a tzirif. Every Din has to have a tzirif. Made of the Levim have to be tzirif to the coin. It couldn't be on earth. Being on their own, it's Midas Adin to talk to it. And that's, there's no hope. It's a bechinah, there's a shiloh of coin and the Levim. The Ruach HaShpoch, it's a tzirif, there's a chiboh of chesed and of the coin and the Levim. Mela Koyach is state that Koyach wants to bring about Din. Koyach wants to take the Kohen away from Aaron and Koyach. He was a Levi. In other words, Koyach wants to bring the world back to Din. His mother, the world can't survive on Din. And what should he find it? The Pasuk says, in Bria Yivra Hashem, Kot Zahara and Spia. No Bria. In Bria Yivra Hashem Ki'ilu, and no Bria. Koyach was trying to bring the whole world to Din. Rosh Eina Oilam Yachol is Kaim Din. You see the world coming Kaim Din. He's destroying the world. What are you doing? You're destroying the world. This Meina Kushbocha made a new Bria come out of Hashem. That was your Bria. The way you made the something you're trying to take it as a thing that's destroying the world. This Meina in Bria Yivra Hashem. Chatzah and his Pia. P.R.S. The Pechina of the P.R.S. is a Ski'il is Chadjus. Mishnah always says it was Shesh and Ebrachus, but it was a Chadjus of Shesh and Ebrachus. The Bria Yivra Hashem. That was the whole Pechina of Koyach. The whole idea of the Bismigdash is also the Shiluv of Koyach. It says that Leah was the Shosh of Din, Leah was the Shosh of Achshava. It says that Mashiach of Bismigdash is Kaim, the Eke is Bechin is Leah, but it has to have a Tzirik. Yaakov in Sita Levim, Chalkin be Yaakov. The Shem Yaakov is the Shem Rach. Levim of Din, Chalkin be Yaakov. They have to be Chalik of Yaakov, they have to be Chalik of Rach. Otherwise it will destroy them. Maybe that's why That's why Koyach says, Talas Shakula Tchelas, 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 Because the Torah says, I'll ask you why the Torah says, because the Torah says, that's not anything else. And for myself, the Torah says, the Torah says, the Kohen of, now if you're in Tzoyim, do what you're talking about. They all do. Rati Nasa of Tzoyim, me and I was, whilst the Torah says, the Torah says, that was killed, not about you. Not about you, was that a related? Shpok says, no. You have no idea, but Shukul, you have no idea. Rati Nasa says, it's the same, the Kohen that killed, not about you, was also the Kohen of Tzoyim. The same Kohen of Tzoyim, that was the pain that was what was lacking in Koyach. They kept avoid this because it was rots in the Kashbah. If you make all different types of Kashbah, they said, listen, if you sleep in this, if you don't get up now, and if you get up, they'll make you Kashbah. This is a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Kashbah, and it's a Mighty Master. I'm going to go to the next one. So, that was a big hour. Of course, we realized, you know.
a kashmir. That's what kashmir. We have kashmir. When he comes to the longest color, Tavash Kutchelis, Yim Lamdas, might be correct. Hashem said, Hashem said, Lamdas Kutchelis.
That's the Bagam. That's another hero that we have to learn out from the Swiss Marsh. Say that. Okay. Shivas and that's good. Elaborate me then, young. Even after it's saying, who has not controlled this? He knows there's something behind it, which is, you know, causes to. Better kids to sleep in the morning and listen to Krishna because he's going to learn better after. So it's not a shechel, right? Not certain, and Chanabi, not certain, and a person needs a drach, which is not so posh, it's a shechel, not a shechel, not a person needs a drach. He's a mighty nurse, he's not allowed to make up his own cheshbonis, it's the whole kilkel of the conservative, and they're talking about tearing for whatever they see is fit to do. Mighty nurse, he's a kept one Israel, that's right, a day. They are the Israel, a day. They are the Mr. Snatch, that's the mighty good. There's kokos up there, there's the tipping, the zoys, the kokos up there. So this chukka satire, every mitzvah is a chukka. Man, take a mitzvah, say, do it. First do it. Because we told you to. Later, in the session, then you'll be able to see the kind of mitzvah, everything. First do it, as you told them. Say that. Okay. It's not any of the years, and all is going to make every single thing happen, no matter the people shouldn't get over to. People say, ah, Shagoyim says Mashiach from this and that. They are. Why are they Mashiach? Why are they not Nachman of Shagoyim? Why is it? I mean, you know, Shabbat Yisha, not the Shagoyim. The Territ says it's another Tachbulla of the Yetzin, whatever is Nishto, it's a murder of Kitch Hashem. And beforehand, people say, people even start, he says, he's going to die, and then it's the people going to jump off roofs, the people going to, the lady's going to throw the shelter of Chabu, they can dive some Shabbat. When he was lifted, he was over to his back. His back took about 6 months for a course. He should go and pop up and start helping him. In order to finish the show, he had not kid up. As many people saw the ends, Yitzhak went back again. And Yitzhak says that, you know, that this, and Moshe Fist, and the works, and the whole thing, and the new thing, and that all these are known. These are all the known. It's a person who's Shitchi, it's a person who's selfish. Yeah, it looks at him and says, this is a gedda, this is like a fence that I shouldn't be able to get through it. And he's going and looks into it and he says to himself, Sachar Kol, we've got a group of Mishadah. And I don't stand by the Chuba. And Sachar Kol, what are they doing? So these people became from, they used to be Chalash Shabbos, they used to be Oichim, the Veilus, and Trefus, and the Tars, and Shabbat. And the actual became Mishpun, the Bokhash Bala Chuba, and the main city can go around them. So I'm sure the world of the Mishad has boiled down to. And in some places, they say, after the Hamdi, so let's say they call Yechan the name. What are those Mishad? A lot of people, excitable people, and this and that. Saying, even Yerushalayim, 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 it doesn't exist, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, not here, not Mishdibu, here, it doesn't exist, Yerushalayim, it's not there, in most places it exists. So Yerushalayim, it's like somebody looks at some boys with a shell, it's only a shell, as you see, it's a maid, it's netzvahs from it, or somebody looks at the inside, it's not Mishdibu, it's not a shell, it's how it doesn't want people to see that, exactly the same thing, again, when the rebels are alive, the whole thing didn't exist. It was Islam. Then there was Nifta, and a lot of the people who came were some of the people who came from Nifta. So, and everything is fine. But it's always going to see that again. But it's completely shit. If you have certain, the Mardik of Void that he's doing in the world, there's one Shlech who lived in the end of Antwerp, Saji Liberal, and he himself, I think, with 10 or 11,000 Banachivas in Morocco about 30 years ago, when they were his first Shlech in Morocco, representing from town to town, from town to town, to select schools, to fry our children, and select schools, to knowledge base, and to Shlech. I think he had a network of 10,000 or 11,000. It's one Shlech who has 11,000 Balchus. 20 years later, it's 40 years later, it's Morocco, my brother, and my friends. France has got thousands of friends, and so France, the whole country is in Morocco. We've seen them all now, so the whole country is hot. The whole country is full. I mean, the whole people is big. We took for nothing, made a Yeshmeyah in most countries. In Italy, there was somebody in the mayor. He said, they're riding from home to Fatoglia. There's other people in the car, and one story is, you say, Shafford, they need to go around, they need to go around. There's not so long with him in the car, and I asked him, just tell me you're in Italy, which school do you want? He says, yeah, my brother's in Congress. If you want to be called an umber, that's the way you have to talk. So I never had to talk like that. I called him once, I shot him, I said, Italy, I've got a cousin. My wife's got a cousin who's got an aunt and got an uncle. There's no school there. So I said, you want to get kosher plates for a cousin? I didn't get it from Chabad. There's nothing else there besides Chabad. And I kept there. They've got a candle there. And you go from country to country. You go to Australia. Australia has made them apechot. All of America made them apechot. They made them apechot. They made them apechot. They went to places which are completely dry. In Russia, they went to every day. There's, I think, I'm not sure if it's 40 to 50,000 children in schools in Russia. One man here in Labor pays for the whole thing. The liars, perhaps one day with 2,000 children, 3,000 children, and sitting down basically every day teaching them to read the car of them and their parents, and some shots, and some other people, they're confident in it. Ministers, not for sure, there's a Yidi, Yerushalayim, Yidi, Chaim Shalom Deitch, show these people that Tzadik, he's got children on the Shlichas. That's exactly what we learned today. Saying if you look at the shitchi, he says he can't believe in the future. What about saying you've got no idea what's going on in Russia? Why is there a friend that she found her dance with her daughters and shlichas? That's a sure place on me. She has to fly down to Israel to have her children. And she comes every year. And I know she's a children. He's from Meshon and Bulanam. Somebody was brought up in Meshon and lives in Vienna, Russia. That's the place. He's a Meshon. She has to come here to have a child. Every year she comes here to have a child. What's the case of the place? We're looking there. There's minyan, every day. They went to places of some observations. And in the big towns like Leningrad and these people, there's a big yeshiva going on. I don't mind yeshiva, but nobody even sees this because I live here, so you don't see what's going on over there. People in business now, they come down and talk to my wife's going, uncle, this is my manager, the neighbor up here, he's a Rosh Kol for 11, he went into diamonds and he came back to Steinman, he was in diamonds, he used to go to Hong Kong and to Singapore, he always goes to Steinman, he came back. So, you know, he always went to Hong Kong over there. Hong Kong, and I happen to know the brother, the shliach there. His children, the age of 5 or 6, he sends his children to America. They're not born at home. It's just never. She went to school in Crown Heights. And I thought the shliach's children, as I'm sure it's absolutely one of the sisters. They send their children leave home 5 years old, 6 years old. Some of them already established, and they've already made their own kahillas, they've their own schools and everything. But for those of them who are there, she won in Hong Kong. She's there because of business in Hong Kong. Because it's a business place. A lot of these, also full of Israelis. So he's got 30, 40 Jews who live there the whole time, and he will take care of them. Small, but he hasn't got the yeshiva and moistas there. Sends his children to the position of things that here. In the Shmatz country, he sends his children to 5, 6, they leave home, they go 1,000 miles away, they come back to him to Israel. You know, serious nefesh people there. They're not faith to them. You know, the Shechel Shabbos, they say, I'll show you a letter from the Tzadik away in the Makkah. I think I still have it at home. He wrote a letter, and she, many of them is the koyach that they have. And this one of your friends, my wife says, when you come back, when the shlichus comes, the moon, where did they get this money from? The Rebbe was alive, they used to get a compliment every so often. And the Rebbe was alive, so where did they get the shlichus? And they're going out the whole time.
made from here, that a girl, she's from Bat Gadam, Israeli, not from Bat Gadam. He's from America, they lived here, you know, Kohli did to me here for a few years. They went out now, cousin of mine told me, he's going to be they went out now to a place in Russia, there's no proper water there, there's no proper, you've got to wait a few days till you can phone out of, you've got to make a Torah, you've got to phone up and order when you can phone out of Russia. 3 days before, you have to phone up to order a phone call, you don't speak out of Russia. Young people, she was both alive all her life. The woman to this crazy, and they're going out the whole time. So Mishka was going out the whole time. The whole time was Mishka. You know, I'm one of them, I don't know so much than Hittai, you know. Three players, they would have Mishka, some Mishka all the time. Fresh young couples who are built up in the Hampshire houses, in the Hampshire areas, moving out to deserts, English deserts, and they're raising the children and sending the children in. It's a machine that's going on the whole time. There's almost not a place in Russia where there's a Kehilla, you know how big Russia is? We don't have enormous Kehillas. The Visions Rebel was there recently, 2 years ago or so, he went to serve some cleansing station. And there was a Shiach nearby, he asked him to come for a Sunday. He said, come for a Sunday, the founder of the Visions Rebel was there, why not? The Visions Rebel came. He was a Shtayim master, he wasn't a little baby that was born. The whole group of people, about 25 or 30, that became formed. They're having a business there, it's a Shtayim. They're making fun of Yesh Me'ai in thousands of Kehillas around the world. About 3,000 official dead places that they went into. They were under right here in Eretz Yisrael. He told me, Glitzin Shmuel, his name. So Rav Chalia went to a place, I remember this coming years ago, for a friar person to kick in somewhere, or shove somewhere. Went back a few years later and saw some kids with prayers. He went to, and Belzer here went to Elat to make a seminar. He told me, it's unbelievable. How about Elat? He says, you know, Elat says, he's walking down the streets of Elat, they're making a seminar for one of the children there. And he sees like such a tender coming out, and kids coming with pickers coming out of the tender in Elat. It's like you want to kill something, or you can talk for the days about it. It's like you can have this loyal kill something, or is that stuff? Countries, what countries? Does it make sense? In America, it comes about children from boys. A lot of boys that come to Amsterdam, their parents are about children from coming out. They don't become about children, they're about children from all over the country. Man, Azan Tzloch, man, he's a man with such foresight. He took on the world, he's going to be changed. You've got to take, you know, Shoma Sandal, like a child after the Holocaust, and the Chazadim, people want to forget the Yiddish identity after the Holocaust. Sandal, not even making parades in the streets, you know, showing that they get, there's not any of it's a Barone, it's not now time now to explain, it's all Aveda, or lie behind all these things in the streets, and the honeycombs on the cars. Aveda Sabirun, it's a Tiki Zachin Kabal, but every country you go, everybody knows that every country you go, you always find a masquerade traveler. He told me an Australian boy came to our service. He said he's from Australia. He stopped off in Bangkok. He was 12 hours in Bangkok. He said he went there, got on the airport. He had an address. He's from Australia. He knew someone actually. He had an address where to go to. He went to a place where it was full of Israelis, hundreds of Israelis, coming in there before running around there. And he said to one of them, he said, I've got a film restaurant there. They have pita falafel, they have all these things. They cost nothing, next to nothing. And that's where they killed the hangouts. On top of that, they built a place where they made a show. And he said, he walked into there in the middle of the day. Full of Israelis eating. In other words, not only are you saving them from eating traitors, after that, you know, there's a few shluchim there already. They go upstairs, they daven, they put tefillin on. And this is a Bangkok. This is in thousands of places all over the world. You've got tens of thousands of people putting tefillin on every day. The zikr on them. There's never been such a thing like that. There's no zikr. It's the costly early morning to shkia. Everyone said that somebody wants to go very sharp from the land. Somebody once said that thing. So they saw, and then one of the ministers came to the Knesset, and then he came to the place and said, so they took him to the stand, but when they took a picture and they posed it, so somebody killed you from Snellis and sent the thing to the rabbi, that, you know, your people only for Pirasun, they only do it for the picture and everything. Rabbi Simek, he says that he knows that the man who's there 3 times a week, the rabbi got a letter from his wife, he lives so far out of Yerushalayim, that he comes in the heat, and his husband comes home finished, and he stands there by the Kozel for hours every day. The rabbi wrote back to this man, that he has by him a letter from the wife of this man who wrote to the rabbi, it's so difficult for the husband, he comes in by Mesirut Nefesh every day by bus, he stands there for hours in the heat, and he puts tefillin on, and he comes
come that shatters and thing, does her mind if she asks him to cut down on it? So Rabbi says, the Rebbe will send you back. The Rebbe says, it's not just these people. It has to come from a Makor. Where do you get the Kochus of Nefesh from? It's Ruchnis. There's no Gashmis out there in Russia and all these places. They have to make all the money themselves. What do they have from these places? The kids are in the Khinifa and the adulting of Mr. Snakesh. Where is it? Especially now that the Rebbe's not there. It's Shlesh in Alaska. Boy Tommy's, Sarah Boy Tommy's father travels to Alaska. So now the Chabad is a Kehillah. They have their own Kehillah in Alaska. From Yidna, we came out of the Chabad in Alaska. In Alaska, you're talking about a place where he said that there's not only the snow there and there's no night and there's no day, but he said you have bears walking in the streets. Mishun de Kazachim. You know, it's all over the world. He made the world very small. The whole world is very small. Even the Kabbalah and Chayis Ram. Besides the fact that he has Kedusha and his Prushas and his Hechekite and the 18 of Antich, and Ochin of Antich, and you call it a Rakul in Royal 20. And besides, look at his own garments. His own garments taught his Midas. He taught tomorrow night of his own garments. He says, Pella Doris. But the work that he does, Lacha that he has, Siach the Shema that he has, it doesn't make sense of the Tabernacle. People are still going on. She has an army. He conquered the world. An army of Shluchim around the world. There's only one country they have. I think that Rav Moshe Weil once told me that the story is written down, but I heard this from Rav Moshe Weil from my father. Somebody in my neighborhood spoke to his Chabad, his child went off. And who brought him back? Chabad went to Tachim Mekazet in Tel Aviv. And what happened was they pulled him to put his family on. He said, no, eventually they persuaded him. He said, a boy for Tashem, the king of the Mashiach, his friar looked like a complete chilani. He knew the whole bracha. So they realized that he had something fishy over there. Anyway, they got him back to meet his father. You know, father was used to speaking, you know, Hashem and people in Hashem. He went to the Rebbe. I said to him, I apologize. And the Rebbe said to him, listen, how did you feel when your son was tough? He said, the world was the end. It was the end of my world. I went to the earth to stay. How did you feel when your son became tough? He says, I tell you, it was an ancient horror that I never imagined. The Rebbe said, was crying. He said, every Yiddish Hashanah was off. That's the way I feel. I feel that my child, he never had children, said, my child is just gone. Every Yid in the world who doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs, that's the same feeling as I have. Every Yid in the world, whoever he is, he comes from, that's the same feeling I have. I haven't touched upon his own precious and sitkas, which W. Do out. He's a crime, he's talking about the Kalani story. He spoke once to Lil Seda, he used to keep himself back, he was reminded of the husband. He spoke once to Lil Seda about the fifth son, he gave the whole thing, but the Abba Manam Debrata is the fifth one. It's the fifth one. He says the Shtet is four. So he says it's the fifth one, the one that doesn't even bother coming to the Seda table. The Abba Manam will come. And the fifth one that doesn't even come. He was crying, so he said, tape on it, he couldn't control himself. That's when he said you have to go out. Then you remember him from OJ. What's his name? Remember Mandel, Badel, whatever his name is. He's now learning in Morristown, he's now becoming a total lunch. His parents are valid children. He went to Nepal 2 years ago to make a seder. They made a seder of 600 people in Nepal. 600 Israelis were made in Nepal. He made the Shlech in Hong Kong. He came here. It was a Shlech in Bangkok. His name is Cantor in Australia. He came here to Israel. Where did they make all his Bali tshuva? All the people who was in caravan, they were getting mad coming from prison there. You know where they made an evening of thanks for him? Which hall they filled up? Beni Naumai. Do you know Beni Naumai? That's where they made it. The people who had shaykhs, who they brought back. When they were over there, the people out of prison. And because there's a lot of Israeli in the Khan Islam, prison and drugs. And Beni Naumai, that's the hall they filled up. one man. He was there for years on his own. Today there's a few people there. Whatever he used to talk about, there's two things. He couldn't control himself from Shia. And then the people, some Qara people, think, if you catch him, I had one statistic, he's talking about the Shana, it's different. And he touched upon Kasha, it's an union of the world the way it is. He was on the floor crying, he was crying. And gave up on himself. As Moshe Nefesh said, the second year of the Nasius, he said, but we all want to be Dovatim Koshbochum and Shashurim, the tiny little Koshbochum. He says, I'm still eating his legumish tefillin, but his eating and don't eat tefillin. We have to say to Koshbochum, we are leaving Shashurim, and we have to go to Patimon. In other words, he didn't say that by himself, but he was talking about himself, he was crying. Do you know that quiet man he was? Do you know that the Bechot he mentioned, the Kedusha of the Arab Hannah Halkram, I wrote from London, from all Polish Yid, that was on a train, going on a train, before the war somewhere, going on a train. There was a guy there with a hand jacket reading a safe, and a lady came to sit in the same venture, and he got up and went to the door. He looked like something very special. I followed him for 8 hours on the train. So the man didn't move. He was in the corner of the train, standing up the whole time with a safe. Didn't know who the man was. He waited for 8 hours. He was lying out. He got off the station, and those people came to fetch him. They said, who is he? He says, he's the son of the voucher. And he was the son of the priest voucher. I'm a halt in the mention. Man, so close. In other words, he's such a Yisidam. He's down with the other Yisidam and all of that. You know, people look through keyholes and Yisidam on his own. He's thunder and lightning. He's a halt in the mention. A man who knew everything is a God. A man from hundreds of years ago. Eish Kodesh, Eish Pella, Nebe 8, Chlami Nebe 8. Shabbos was on Shabbos. He started for training. He started to operate. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He made a Kiddush. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He made a Kiddush. He had a Kazakas. Okay, he didn't wash him. He slept for the whole night. He answered to the Talmud, he sent to me a few years ago, he sent a few hundred faxes, every single day to the Rebbe, and I got replies within 24 hours, from all his Kehillahs all over the world. He answered thousands of letters every day. He answered thousands. Then he used to write long answers. He sometimes circled something, but he went through it. He wrote and he wrote back. So young Yishmael has his Torah. He used to speak for 3-4 hours. Speak Torah. I'm sure once in a while, as a college take a month. When did he ever speak? He wasn't there, man. He used to go on vacation. He used to talk. He used to have in good times. He used to show us. He never spoke. He never spoke. People came to him. He never spoke. He was a man on his own. He lost his wife. He never had children. And so hours and hours on his own, learning. Hours of his asking Yeshua's question, answering that. What did he have in his life? People went into his house and he said, "Shut up for his wife." And there was no function. Everything he bought, second, third, and fourth, and such, never had a fact. He left once for 2 weeks. Nobody knew where he was. He came back. Mark Cuban smuggled himself into Italy to get an astronaut. First thing he left for 2 weeks, smuggled himself in Brasserie's Nefesh for 2 weeks to get an astronaut. He was at the Hauptnacht, he was in the Kodesh for Torah for the young. His father read his father read letters to him, he should have been like that. He was to his team, as a bachur, he was a Kodesh and a Porish, a Kishas from his name. So he wrote that to the Rebbe, didn't answer back to Nossi. He wrote Nossi, with Nossi. So he asked him why. So the Rebbe wrote back a letter, and she didn't hear it, said to Nossi, if he said, no, God, but I came to know. The Rebbe wrote his Lashon's famous letter, Miyoyim Hoch L'cheda, Ba'af Yifneza, Hischel Esrakim Adi Miyoyim. I started thinking about the Gula. So he wrote the whole thing. He said that part of the Gula is that the Nossi is going to be the Melech Yisrael, she ain't on God, but I caught. So the Tech Mulatim, so I can't call anybody else in Nossi. So from before he went to Cheder, he was really thinking, his mind was always been tense with the Tzira and the Gula and asked him to look. And Kachela Kmizei writes in a letter that he's going to be the Nasi Shein on Gamma Kalalecha. Shein on Gamma Kalalecha. He says, it's a Pia for the Gula, it was Hecha, it's a Pia for the Gula or something. He wasn't the Siach Das in it, he wasn't the Siach Das in the Gula. So that's how it all starts. When he's wearing the whole time with Gula, all the Hora, all the Mashiach, and then he's saying, who? No, you just talk about the whole time. So it's private, and I see them secretly, and not secretly, and I mean privately, they're in discussions there, and there's a Mashiach in every door, and Tzadik Ador is a Mechil Mashiach in every door, and he was a Mishonah, and Nifla came into his door, so I said, that's all true, so Shad is when he was Nifta, so then he might have been, but the door wasn't Zaycha, that's not a mystery, so there are these people, who are not, and they started building, making a whole thing, but the Indian is why they didn't want to trust him in Mashiach, because he was the only one who spoke about Mashiach the whole time. He took it out of the freezer, took the tzipi of Mashiach out of the freezer. People after the Holocaust, and Mashiach was in the Gula, come on, you don't believe it, come on. And he took it out and he made it from Mashiach. He made it from Mashiach, which was in the Gula. The whole time he was in Mashiach, dance was Moira, and he cried, and he was Moira. A few times he said, we have to bring it now, we should all answer Amen, and everybody should all scream at Mosai, and then they all scream at Mosai. He was trying the whole time to do more and more pulls, and more and more pulls, and more and more pulls, and stock of the donors, the dealers, stockers, and the corrobus is a good. Everything was coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing. And so maybe everything was an air that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, it was an air about it stuck to them. Klal Yisrael was hailing, there was an air on stuck to them. So this is the same thing. So those who look at Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, pull up there, there. So those who say, no, there's an air about it. So Klal Yisrael in the Midbar is going, Shemash Rabbeinu. It's all not been why. You see, they made a name. The air about it. What about Klal Yisrael? The door there, the highest door that ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the mention that ever lived. How did he own consignment? He own to there. Same thing. So in here, Rabbi, the mention that the hill and it's a Chamam Shechaz. The on and on, it's a line of his gamma. It's a pellet line. It's a pellet door. It's a pellet all the doors. As I mentioned, there's such a koyach, such an insight, far sight, this insight. He brought all these unyonim down with the Tzor, all the Tzor of today, and he brought it all down, it was unheard of, it was something that people looked down upon. It must be misasik with these people, they're lost, they're like gone, it must be misasik with them, I can't be misasik with them. Now everybody who we have to care, everybody's doing care of it, it's an hashpah that comes down, and he brought the hashpah down, he brought the hashpah of many, many things down to Brazil, Argentina. I told you, I was about to see him last time, I was about to see him in Norway. I was telling you about the Shabbat Kol, I said, whoops, they all walked in, the whole hill came from Argentina. I was telling him in COVID, kids drifting there, but I said to an old man, he's a Holocaust survivor. Ramesh says, we're all dead, there's nothing there. This Shriyat came, he was there with his Kehila, the kids drifting there, but with his suitcase, he's 16. Nothing, the whole Kehila. This is somewhere in Yenek, Argentina, in Buenos Aires, in Brazil. Rabbi Yehuda. So some people say Chadin Melachim Shechem, but after that, the name is Shechem. So somebody looks with the slightest bit of insight. Somebody looks at everything surface level, he gets stuck. Same as he gets stuck with the Messiah in a moment, and then somebody looks into a mention, he sees the whole thing as a mighty Yetzer. It's a mighty Yetzer to turn people away from such a horror, to turn people away from such a horror, such a horror. There's a look at everything, the Pnimius in your name. Baruch Hashem, Ashwein, and Tarfu Gini, who is Ilchot, to Sadiq like that. His fellow goes on about his kid. Father, listen to Yeshua's again. Father, listen to Yeshua's that I meant this for some sort of promise. And the 60 warm people, the Mordecai, often the Lachim, the people, the children, the source of the children, the coastal, to say, Pasuk, and to Hillem, and the Olam, and the Yonkim, and the Sotos, and the Mansur, and the Hashpasa, and the Snakim, and the Shams before the people, and everybody knew this. What do you do? I've been sending kids there. He told Bamcha, he told me, send his kids to the coastal, and Mansh, just before the 60 war began. And he gave us whole shoes. He gave us whole shoes about Syria, about Syria, and he was talking to Syria, a whole friend about talking to Syria. And then he was in the middle of the war. After he was in the general service, he was talking to the Sun. And he was saying, you have it, you already had it, it's off in Syria, you already had it. He was talking and talking about Syria. He came out, but he said, if you don't know, then he was talking to the Sun. The man is he's winning wars, and he said that, but after the Kippur war, everybody saw the Mamshan off in the Zach, off in the Kurdish, he said, there's a Muslim in Chazal of Nibble, Vayne, Dem, and Nibble. Sometimes it's a move, you don't know what you're saying. It's not a dialogue, you go for whatever reason. Throw something in somebody's mouth. It's a 60 war. Moshe Rabbeinu remembers that everybody was leaving their throne in the 60 war. They thought that was the end. And the Lakwaime parade, which was a few weeks before the 60 war, the Rebbe said there's going to be a memorial, they can have Sochan. In LA, you know, in Malaysian, show me, it's going to be a memorial, they can have Sochan. It's going to be a Malam in a table, and the war's going to be one from the first second. And then he's talking about it's a promise. And here the Shmuz says, it's a lot going for it. And everybody thought that's the end. A lot of other Gedolim told people to come back. Everybody that one American bunch of going to some. Everybody that any of them come back. The Shreve told me, he's going to be in Paris and this nation. Don't let anybody come back. Hello? Ah, who's it? Daniel.
Oh, how are you?
Dr. Mamish, hold the line for a second. Okay, have a good Shabbos. It's from America.